This hymn that we've just sung is a very good reminder.
这首诗歌说, 主如果今日降临,
it says that what will would it be today?
那我想有的人很高兴,
some people would rejoice, some people would worry.
我们盼望这次的信息, 用启示录这本书, 就是来帮助我们每一个人, 不但知道那个日子很近, 而且知道他要我们做什么。
May the Lord remind us through the book of Revelation not only how we are to live our lives and how to prepare for His return.
我们今天早上看到第二个意象, 第一个部分就是父坐在这个宝座上。
This morning, we studied the second vision about the Father seated high upon the throne.
那么他是因为他的旨意创造了万有, 有你, 有我, 我们大家都在他这个旨意里头有份的。
By His will, He created all things. Both you and me were created by His will.
那我们的责任就是要认识 他的旨意是什么?
Our responsibility is to know what that will is.
那要认识这个旨意跟我们的奉献有关系的。
To know that will involves us offering ourselves as living sacrifices.
因为这是唯一让我们能够在心思上能够被开启的一个必要条件。
That's the only way that our minds can be opened and renewed.
因为如果我们心思没有被开启, 我们中国话说鸡跟鸭讲话讲不通。
If our minds are not renewed, then the Lord cannot communicate with us.
对,这两边是不通的。
Because there's no common language.
只有当我们把自己每天奉献在主的面前,
as long as we offer ourselves daily as a living sacrifice,
圣灵就可以在我们每一个人的心思里头做一个什么工作呢?
Then the Holy Spirit can do this work in our lives.
对,叫更新而变化。
He would transform and renew our minds daily.
如果这个工作没有在我们的心思中发生, 你怎么听怎么讲, 那真是叫做对牛弹琴。
If our minds are not transformed and renewed daily, then we cannot understand what God is saying to us.
对,但是你没有把我那个话翻译出来。
你要怎么翻?
那么现在我觉得我们如果心思上有这样的一个心愿愿意跟神的灵合作,
if we're willing to cooperate with the Holy Spirit,
那我们就能够开始进到这个第二个意象的第二个部分了,
then we can enter into the second part of the vision.
我们请打开第五章,
let us turn to chapter 5 of the book of Revelation.
我们要从第五章第一节念到第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 10.
我跟姐妹轮流来念哈。
We'll take our turn.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷, 里外都写着字, 用七印封严了。
Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seal.
在天上,地上,地底下,没有人,没有能展开,能观看那书卷的。
So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it.
长老中有一位对我说,不要哭,看啊,犹大支派中的狮子,大卫的根,他已经得胜。 能以展开那书卷,揭开那七印。
And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
这羔羊前来,从坐宝座的手中的右手里拿了书卷。
Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
他们唱新歌说, 你配拿书卷, 配揭开七印, 因为你曾被杀, 用自己的血, 从各族各方, 各民各国中, 买了人来, 叫他们归于神,
and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
好, 然后我们跳到第六章,
Chapter 6.
第六章我们要念这个全章,
we'll read the whole chapter.
第一节, 我看见羔羊揭开七印, 中的第一印的时候,就听见四活物中的一个活物,声音如雷,说,你来。
And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer.
揭开第二印的时候,我听见第二个活物,说,你来。
Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword.
揭开第三印的时候,我听见第三个活物说,你来,我就观看,看见有一匹黑马骑在马上的手里拿着天平。
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.
揭开第四印的时候,我听见第四个活物说,你来。
So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
揭开第五印的时候,我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
于是有白衣赐给他们个人,又有话, 对他们说,还要安息片时,等着一同做仆人的,和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀满足了日数目。
I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood.
天上的星辰坠落于地, 如同无花果树, 被大风摇动, 落下未熟的果子一样。
Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place.
地上的君王, 承载, 将军, 富户, 壮士, 和一切为奴的, 自主的, 都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
好, 我们再读第二处的圣经, 在使徒行传,
We'll turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传的第二章,
Chapter 2.
我们要读的是从第二章16节
Verse 16
念到21节
to 21
这是彼得的讲道
Peter is preaching
对, 这正是先知约珥所说的
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams.
在那些日子, 我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女, 他们就要说预言。
I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前，到那时候。
And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
好，再看一处，第三处，在撒迦利亚书。
We'll turn to the third passage in the book of Zechariah.
旧约圣经的最后第二本书。
In the second last book of the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们要念的是第八节
Verse 8
到第十一节
to Verse 11
我夜间观看见一人骑着红马站在洼地番石榴树中间在他身后又有红马黄马和白马
Then I said My Lord what are these?So the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are.
那站在番石榴树中间的人说，这是奉耶和华差遣，在遍地走来走去的。十一节。
So they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly.
在到第六章
Chapter 6
第六章
Chapter 6
我们也是一样从第一节念到第八节
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 8
我又举目观看见有四辆车从两山中间出来那山是铜山
With the first chariot were red horses With the second chariot black horses
第三辆车套着白马，这第四辆车套着有斑点的壮马。
Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?"
天使回答说：“这是天的四风，是从普天下的主面前出来的。
”The one with the black horses is going to the north country. The white are going after them.And the dappled are going toward the south country.
壮马出来要在遍地走来走去。天使说：“你们只管在遍地走来走去吧。”他们就照样行了。
And he called to me and spoke to me, saying, "See, those who go toward the north country have given rest to my spirit in the north country."
好，我们圣经就读这么多。
That's all we'll read for now.
懂了吧
Do you understand?
最后还得慢慢讲呢
I'll take my time.
今天能不能干到四点半
Can we last till 4:30?
从今天早上我开始进入第二个意象
From this morning onward we studied the second vision
第一个意象在哪里
Where was the first vision?
在天上的真帐幕的第一个房间，圣所。
In the true tabernacle in the heaven, in the holy place.
在那里，他们看到了金灯台。
In that place, we saw the golden lampstand.
与行走在金灯台中间的人子。
And the Son of Man who walketh among the seven golden lampstands.
这是昨天我们看见的。
That's what we saw yesterday.
那今天早上第二个意象就。这个镜头就开始转移了。
And this morning, the second vision is moved to another scene.
转移到哪里呢
？Which scene?
他就看见宝座。
He saw the throne.
那这就告诉我们，他从第一个房间进入第二个房间了。
So that tells us that he moved from the holy place to the other room.
那为什么你知道这是第二个房间呢
？Why did you know that he moved to the other room?
因为在那个。地上的帐幕或者地上的圣殿
，because the earthly tabernacle or temple，
告诉我们那个里面分成两个房间
，tells us that that house is divided into two compartments.
前面那个房间叫圣所, 有三个家具,
in the holy place, there are three pieces of furniture.
中间有一个幔子, 把它隔开,
there's a veil that separates the two compartments.
然后到第二个房间,
and then you enter into the second room.
那个地方叫做至圣所,
that is called the most holy place.
Was it the Holy of Holies?
The Holy of Holies.
对,至圣所, 在那里一件家具,
there's only one piece of furniture there.
是什么? 啊, 约柜,
the Ark of the Covenant.
在约柜, 下面是一个包金的木头造假木做的一个柜子。
The Ark of the Covenant is made by acacia wood all covered with gold.
那这个里面放两样东西。
There are two things in that box.
什么?
What are they?
十诫那两块法板。
The two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
还有呢?
And?
有一罐的什么? Mana, 对吧?
Golden jar of manna.
然后在这个盒子的上面有个盖子。
And there is a lid on top of that box.
这个盖子是纯金的。
That lid is pure gold.
圣经叫它施恩宝座。
The scriptures calls it the mercy seat.
那这两边就有两个基路伯是天使长。
And on the two sides, there are two seraphim.
那遮盖着这一个神的荣耀在这个宝座上。
And they cover the glory of God on top of the mercy seat.
那这个时候一年有一位叫做大祭司在赎罪日，他可以带着血进到这个至圣所来为全以色列人赎罪。
And there's only one person, the high priest, who can take blood on the Day of Atonement once a year and offer atonement for the people of Israel.
这是旧约神启示给摩西的。
That is what God revealed to Moses in the Old Testament.
等到主耶稣上十字架的时候,
when Jesus went on the cross,
什么事发生了?
What happened?
当耶稣在十字架上宣告成了,
when Jesus said it is finished,
圣经就告诉我们一个奇妙的事发生,
scripture told us of an amazing thing.
圣殿里那个幔子从上到下就裂开了。
The veil in the temples was ripped apart from top to bottom.
据懂就是懂得圣殿这个幔子是怎么做的人，他们告诉我们，这个圣殿有一尺厚，这个幔子。
The people who know the structure of the temple knows that that veil is at least a feet wide in thickness.
那么要把它撕开是人力办不到的事情。
To rip that apart is beyond human strength.
可是那一天是神把它裂开的。
But on that day, God himself ripped it apart.
象征什么?
What does that mean?
本来从圣所到至圣所是被隔开的，没有人可以到神的宝座前的。
You see how the veil divides the holy place and the holy of holies. No one can enter in from one end to the other.
也就是说，神的宝座跟人是有一个隔断的墙。
In another words, God's throne is separated from the rest of men.
但是在耶稣说成了的时候，在十字架上。
But when Jesus said it is finished on the cross,
这个幔子断了。That
veil was torn apart.
啊，那就预表。 人跟神中间的隔断的墙怎么样？通了。
It signifies that the separation between God and man has been taken away.
这是人类有史以来的大事情。
This is the grandest event in human history.
因为本来亚当夏娃犯罪以后被赶出伊甸园的。
Because when Adam and Eve sinned, they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园门口还 加上了什么东西把它封起来。
And how was the way to Eden block?
有基路伯与火焰的剑把那个门挡住，没有人可以再回去了。
There was this cherubim that had the flashing sword that keeps people away from that garden.
可是,
But
那一天那个幔子，你要如果进到圣殿去的话。 人家告诉我们，在这个幔子上是绣着基路伯的像，在这个幔子上。
If you enter into the holy place, you can see that cherubims are woven, the pattern of cherubim is woven onto the veil itself.
那天幔子裂开的时候,
so on that day when the veil was torn in two,
什么事发生了?
What happened?
那个基路伯本来守住那个, 到生命树的那个门,
the cherubim who guarded the way to Eden, the way has been opened.
看懂了没有?
Do you understand?
那个幔子打开的时候, 就象征回到生命树的那条路, 向人怎么样? 开了。
On that day when that veil is torn in two, it signifies that the way to the tree of life is opened again.
大家毫无表情, 一点都不兴奋。
You guys are not excited at all.
这是大的福音啊!
This is a great gospel.
啊, 人失落的人今天可以回家了。Men
who are lost can now go home.
好, 这是我们应该有的一个认识。
This is an understanding that we ought to have.
好, 现在我们就开始进到第五章。Now
let us proceed to chapter 5.
这里还是那个宝座, 神坐在宝座上。
We're still at the throne and God is on the throne.
但是这个时候他告诉我们, 这位坐宝座的手里有什么?
And now it shows us the one who sits on the throne
有一个书卷,
has a scroll on his hand.
这个书卷里外都写着字,
the scroll is written inside and out.
用七个印把它封起来了,
and it's sealed with seven seals.
对吗? 那这个书卷是在父神坐宝座的父神手里。
This scroll is in the hand of God the Father.
然后在天上就问了一个问题,
and there's a question in the heavens. What is that question?
有谁配干嘛? 展开那书卷, 揭开那个七个印,
who is worthy to open the scroll and to lose its seal?
我早上说过,
this morning I shared,
在古时候的皇帝,
the kings of the past,
他要颁发他的圣旨,
if he were to issue a decree,
他也要找什么人?
Well, who does he need to find?
路上随便找一个,
just
来来来, 看你蛮像样的, 来来, 帮我念念念,
any pedestrian on the street?
可以吗?
Does that work?
不可以的,
no.
他要找一个他的亲信,
he has to find a relative,
而且有这个本事,
an able man,
可以把这个皇帝的圣旨, 不但领受, 而且去执行, 对吗?
Who can receive the decree and to execute that decree?
那不是随便找一个人就可以的, 不可能的。
So you can't just appoint someone wishy-washy.
对吧? 这个是我们每一个应该懂的事情。
This is something we ought to understand.
同样, 在天上有这个问题, 有谁可以去把这个做宝座的父神的手中的这个圣旨, 拿来打开执行呢?
So there's this question in the heavens that asks, who is able to take the decree from the Father's hand and to execute it?
对不对? 所以这里是要找到一个真正父神能够交托他的大任给这个人物, 他不但配而且能。
We need someone who is able, someone who is worthy to execute the decree of the Heavenly Father.
所以这个问题一问出来,
so once that question is asked,
大家就所有的天使就去找啊,
the angels were seeking.
那约翰就站在旁边等哦,
and John was waiting on the sideline.
找了半天,
and after a long time,
他到哪里找? 在天上也找, 在地上也找, 在地底下也去找, 没有。
The angel looked in heaven above, the earth below, and even under the earth, and he couldn't find anybody.
你看约翰的反应,
look at John's response.
当他听见, 天上也找不到, 地上也找不到, 连地底下都找不到,
when he heard that no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look at it,
这位将近100岁的老人,
this old man, almost 100 years old,
干嘛?
What did he do?
啊, 放声大哭,
he wept and wailed aloud.
如果是阁下在的话, 哭不哭啊?
If you were there, would you weep?
啊, 我想也是跟我们每一个人一样，都是表情漠然，没有就没有嘛。
Perhaps you would have a blank face, like you
guys. 嗯？我就要问大家一个问题了，为什么我们大家不会有约翰的感觉呢？
How come we don't feel the same way John did?
对不对？他，哎，我们在座的有年轻的，也有年长的，你看过九十几岁要一百岁的老人家放声大哭吗？
Those who are among us, have you witnessed someone who's almost 100 years old weeping aloud?
有没有人看过？举手看看有没有。
Have you heard?
老人放声大哭。
A very old man weeping aloud.
一个都没有。
No one?
你看我也找不到。
I have not seen one either.
那你就要问，他老人家哭什么？
What is he crying about?
啊，他这样的一个反应说明什么事情？这个老人为什么会这么伤心啊？
How come that old man is so sad? Why did he react so violently?
嗯，会哭是什么原因？
Why did he wept?
嗯，是高兴呢，还是伤心？
Was he happy or was he sad?
当然也有人高兴的痛哭也有的。
Some people wept because they're very joyful.
但是这里绝对不是高兴的痛哭的。
But not the case here.
他是伤心的痛哭。
His heart was so broken that he wept much.
那你就要想，这个老弟兄为什么要哭？而且在哪里不好哭？在宝座前大哭哦，开玩笑。
Why is this elderly man weeping? And of all places, he was weeping before the throne of God.
我想只有一个答案。
There's only one answer.
第一。
First.
他是耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
He is the disciple that Jesus loved.
也就是说，他对神心里面所要的，也是他所要的。
Which also means that he is after what God is after.
这个七印所封的这个书卷，就是代表了神的圣旨，他的旨意。
The scroll with the seven seals represents the will of God.
那今天这个神的旨意，应该是约翰一生奋斗的目标，对吧？他的奉献，他的爱主，他要看见神的旨意能够实现。
So this will of God is what John is after this whole life. His sacrifice, his labor, everything is working towards the goal.
他的人生从他年轻，我们估计大概是二十岁到二十五岁的时候，就蒙召跟随主，撇下一切。
From his youthful days, when he was about 25 years old, he forsook everything and followed the Lord all the way.
他忠心跟随主，走了七十年的路。
He followed the Lord for 70 years faithfully.
今天沦落在巴摩的海岛。
And he ended up on the island of Patmos.
他的同道一个一个的殉道了。
His co-workers were all martyred one after another.
如果我们的奋斗，我们的努力，我们的殉道
，If our labor
都没有结果的话，都是没有意义的牺牲了。请问，如果你是他，你伤心吗
？If your labor, your zeal, your goal ended up like this, would you be heartbroken?
当然伤心了，我全部的摆上 for nothing。
Of course you'll be heartbroken. You've given up everything and you ended up with nothing.
所以当他听到找不到任何一位配来拿这个书卷来打开这个七印来执行这个旨意的话，我们所有的一切都没有意义。
When he found out there is no one who is worthy to open that scroll, he found that everything has amounted to nothing in his life.
所以他就放声大哭。
So he wept much.
他什么都顾不了了。
He couldn't care about anything else anymore.
对不对？这个老人，你不要说他没有修养，他是没有办法再控制他自己。
He cannot control himself. He lost his manners and lost it.
他完全失望，他就大哭。
Completely disheartened. That's why he wept.
然后他听到长老中有一位对他说：“不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那书卷。”揭开七印，找到了。
But one of the elders said to him, "Do not weep, Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.
他整个180度转过来了，对吧？
Then he had a 180-degree turn.
本来是没有希望的，现在哇， Hallelujah, 找到了。
He was hopeless, and now, praise the Lord, he found it.
所以这里就出现了一个关键性的人物。
And now, someone who is key to this whole issue.
有几个称呼他这个特殊的人物。
There is multiple titles to this person.
他说，第一，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子。
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
第二，大卫的根。
Secondly, the Root of David.
他得胜了,
has prevailed.
他可以展开那个书卷，揭开那个七印。
He is able to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.
所以这里就讲到耶稣的那个地位。
That speaks of the position of Jesus.
他是犹太支派中的狮子，他是一个得胜者。
He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the overcomer.
这都是在以前这个。 犹大的父亲，雅各祝福他十二个儿子中间的预言。
This is a prophecy uttered by the mouth of Jacob to his son.
这个犹大的狮子。
The Lion of the tribe of Judah.
那么大卫的根，这也是跟他们的君王，大卫有关系的。大卫的根乃是在当时是指的耶西，但是实际耶西是代表着或者预表着那一个。 耶稣基督的,
the root of David or the root of Jesse points to the Messiah.
所以这些都是把旧约的里面的神的当年的应许，现在那个人物终于怎么样出现了。 So
the person who has been promised in the Old Testament has stepped in.
所以当你听见犹大的狮子,
when you heard the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
你盼望在你眼前出现的是什么?
What is before your very eye?
啊? 雄赳气昂的一个大狮子，对不对？
This fierce lion before you.
但是你做梦没有想到，他说第六节。
But to your surprise,
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老的中间有羔羊站立。
Verse 6, Behold, in the midst of the throne of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain. Having seven horns and seven eyes.
狮子跟羔羊是相反的。
You see how the lion and the lamb are polar opposite.
哪个威风啊？
Who is more courageous?
狮子威风还是小羔羊威风啊？
Is the lion more courageous or the lamb more courageous?
当然狮子威风了，百兽之王啊。
Of course the lion, he is the king of the beast.
对不对？ 所以你想当这个得胜的这个。 犹大的狮子现在出现在这个父宝座前的时候，应该是一个非常威风的一个得胜者。You
see, if you see the Lion of the tribe of Judah before the throne, you would expect to see this fierce lion.
Surprise.
But surprise.
是一个羊羔。
It's a little lamb.
所以这是一个很奇奇的组合，狮子跟羊羔在组合在耶稣这一位人的身上。
It's a very amazing combination, the lion and the lamb combined in this one individual.
这只有耶稣有这个本事。
Only Jesus can be such a one.
一面可以像狮子一样的勇猛得胜，一面却温柔的像一个小羔羊，人人都可以去摸摸它，哎，好可爱。
On one sense, he is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the fierce overcomer. And on the other hand, he was the gentle lamb that can be patted by everyone else.
当然，这里讲到羊羔的时候，它所代表的不是可爱性。
Of course, when the lamb is mentioned here, it's not about cuteness.
在这个地方所讲的乃是这个羔羊的赎罪，它被宰杀的羔羊来说的。
But it's the lamb offered as a sacrifice, as atonement for our sins.
因为它下面有一个形容。
Because there are descriptive words that follow.
它说有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
A lamb as though it had been slain.
你如果听英文的翻译呢，跟中文有一点差别。
There's a slight difference in translation between the English and the Chinese.
动词的差别。
In the verb tense.
我们。 刚刚吃过饭跟现在正在吃饭跟我吃过了饭在时态上我们中文搞了半天讲不清楚的都要靠那个形容副词去形容它这个动作什么时候发生的
In the Chinese grammar, there is no verb tense, so you can't tell when I have eaten a meal or when I'm eating a meal or when I have just finished eating a meal.
对这个时态上在英文的动词就比中文准确
In English, there is that tense that tells us when certain actions happen, but not so in the Chinese.
在这里这个动词时态非常重要
But in this verse, the tense is very important.
所以你听听我们翻译的姐妹英文怎么翻的
A lamb as though it had been slain.
什么动词
What is the tense?
第一是一个被动式对吧
It's a
被动
passive tense.
第二是一个刚刚完成式
And it's present perfect tense.
对它是一个刚刚完成的一个动词
That it has just occurred.
那就告诉我们
That tells us
这位耶稣
This Jesus
这个神的羔羊
This Lamb of God
怎么样刚刚被杀过
Has just been slain.
对不对现在出现在宝座前
And now he appears before the throne.
那就告诉我们这个时间是发生在什么时候呢
That tells us when this occurred.
耶稣什么时候升天到宝座的
When did Jesus ascend to heaven before the throne?
哎呦天啊没有人知道耶稣什么时候升天的
Does anyone know?
苦旬节那一天嘛
The day of the Pentecost
对不对 主耶稣死了埋葬了复活了然后在地上与门徒在一起几天40天
Jesus was crucified, buried and he appeared to his disciples for 40 days
然后这个四十天之后
After these 40 days
他就上升
He ascended
从 Vancouver
To Vancouver
啊不是吧从哪里上升啊耶路撒冷前面对面那个橄榄山啊
From the Mount of Olives across from Jerusalem to heaven
所以从耶路撒冷的橄榄山升到云上又从云上升到宝座
So from the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, he ascended to the clouds, and from the clouds, he ascended to heaven.
这是《使徒行传》第一章告诉我们的。
That's what the book of Acts chapter 1 tells us.
对吗
Isn't it so?
但是那个时候120个人站在橄榄山上看到耶稣上升。
And on that day, 120 people saw Jesus ascended to the clouds.
目击者最多最远看到哪里
And how far did they see?
云
Up to the clouds.
云以后呢
And what about after the clouds?
就看不见了
They couldn't see a thing.
所以耶稣到底到哪里去
So where did Jesus go?
使徒行传没有很清楚地告诉我们到哪里去
The book of Acts never told us. Isn't it so?
只是你知道
Only you would know.
第二章五旬节到了
In chapter 2, the Pentecost came.
浇灌下来。
The Holy Spirit came down.
120个门徒他们在马可的楼上有祷告会几天。啊他们120个人在那里不是聚餐啊是在那里祷告。祷告了几天啊
The 120 gathered in Mark's upper room and they were praying for many days.
十天。谁讲的啊
They prayed for 10 days.
100分呢、啊、十天。哎他圣经读得好你们都要学他。十天。
They prayed for 10 days in the upper room.
是不是基督学房的啊十天。为什么
Why?
他是第四十天升天的对不对
Because Jesus ascended on the
五旬节是五十天呢、啊、 对不对？所以五十减四十，那他们不是祷告了十天吗？
Because Pentecost happens on the 50th day, so 40 plus 10, that was that day.
圣灵降临，他们就多说起各国的方言，为耶稣做见证。
So when the Holy Spirit descended on the 120, they testified for the Lord Jesus in different tongues.
那站起来讲道的就是彼得。
And Peter was the one who stood up and delivered a message.
那就是我刚刚带你们读中间的一段，他引用的圣经。
And he referred to the Old Testament. That's the portion of scripture we just read.
在那一段圣经里，我们只知道彼得说，你们看见圣灵降临，证明你们杀掉，然后他复活升天的这位耶稣，他已经在父神面前被高为主为基督了，就是在那篇讲到的主题。
Peter said, Behold, the Christ, Jesus Christ, whom you killed and crucified, has ascended to heaven, whom God has anointed both Lord and Christ.
如果他没有被高成为主基督，我们下面120个人不会受圣灵的。
Unless he is anointed both Lord and Christ, the 120 down here would not receive the Holy Spirit.
因为诗篇133篇说，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善，如同膏油从亚伦的头上流到胡须，再流到衣襟，这是诗篇133篇所说的。
Because in Psalm 133 it says, Behold, how wonderful it is for brethren to dwell in together in unity. It is like the precious anointing oil flowing from Aaron's head all the way to his beard and all the way to the hem of his garments.
那现在古时候的亚伦受膏就预表将来有一天这个真的大祭司他受膏。
You see, Aaron was a type of the true high priest that would be anointed one day.
那一天就发生在五旬节。
And that day happened on Pentecost.
然后主就在天上被膏。
And he was anointed in the heaven.
为主为基督。
To be both Lord and Christ.
那个镜头现在约翰在这里看见了。
And John saw that scene here.
大不大？
Are you with me?
Got it? Yeah. 这个时刻是历史上的一个重要时刻。
This is a very crucial moment in history.
现在是使徒行传第一章第二章的下半，就另外一半的故事，因为使徒行传只讲到从下面看的发生的事情，现在是在天上看，在上面看的时候是这么一个情形。
You see in Acts chapter 1 and 2, it shows us what happened beneath the clouds. And now here in Revelation, it shows us what is happening on top of the clouds.
对，这位从刚刚被杀的羔羊出现在宝座前呢。
The lamb that has been just slain has appeared before the throne.
对吧？所以他就被膏了。
And he was anointed.
你看那一天他在被膏的时候，他这边说到，我们刚刚念的，这个羊羔前来，第七节，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前，拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷，他们唱新歌说，你配拿着书卷，配开七印，等等等等。
Verse 7, Then the Lamb came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, etc., etc.
所以在这个地方你看见，
You can see in this scene.
这位被父神膏的羔羊，
This lamb that was anointed by God the Father.
他从父的手中接过了那个小书卷。
He took the scroll from the Father's hand.
是用七印严封起来的。
That was sealed with seven seals.
然后他们就看见这个24个长老跟四活物开始敬拜羔羊。
And they saw the 24 elders and the four living creatures started this worship, worshiping the lamb.
前面一章是敬拜谁？
In the last chapter, the worship was unto the Father.
这一章敬拜谁？
In this chapter,
死神被杀的羔羊。
the worship is directed to the Lamb that was slain.
对，在这一地方，你在天上有没有人呢？
Are there men in the heaven?
有没有？
Anyone?
说有的举手。
If you say yes,
一个，两个，三个，四个，五个。
Five people.
那边还有六个。
Six.
哦，七个，七个人说有。
Seven.
都没有的举手。
Yes. No.
只有两个，三个，那其他不举手的算什么？
There are some who didn't raise their hand.
啊？
On both occasions.
你们是骑墙派，可有可无，无所谓。
You guys haven't made up your mind yet.
在这里
，in here，
没有你跟我这种人，没有。
There is no people like you and me。
但是有一个人，
But there
有。
But there's one man。
谁
？Who？
耶稣。
Jesus。
耶稣是从天上以人的身份上来的。
Jesus ascended to the heaven in the status as a man。
他是一个道成肉身的人，完成了父神的旨意。然后升天。
The word become flesh, who accomplished the will of God and ascended to heaven.
所以你说在这个景，这个整个的景象中间有没有人？只有他是那一个人。
So in the entire scene, there's only one man.
是一个完美完成神旨意的人。
The perfect man who accomplished the purpose of God.
我们这些罪人还没有到那里去。
The sinners were not there yet.
对，这要搞清楚，什么时候罪人开始出现在宝座呢？
When did sinners appear before the throne?
那要到叫到第七章，你就看到罪人开始去了。
Chapter 7, that's where it stops.
好，我们现在不要跳那么远，现在只是告诉你，在这一个景象中，在这个意象中，你看到的唯一的人就是耶稣，神的儿子。
In this vision, in this scene, the only man is Jesus himself.
对，然后。四个活物跟二十四长老开始敬拜这位羔羊。
And the four living creatures and 24 elders started worshiping the Lamb.
然后说，这个有许许多多的天使在十一节，我们刚刚没有念，他们的数目有千千万万，就所有的这些天使，众天使们都开始在四个活物、二十个长老、二十四个长老带领之下敬拜这位。被高的羔羊。
And many angels, the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. They followed the leadership of the four living creatures and the 24 elders in worshiping the Lamb.
简单讲，第五章的敬拜。
To put it briefly, the worship in chapter 5.
第一个部分是四活物二十四个长老敬拜父。
The first part is.The worship of the four living creatures and the 24 elders worshiping the Father.
对，第二个部分是四个长四个活物二十四个长老加上千千万万的天使一起敬拜子。
The second part is the worship led by the four living creatures and the 24 elders, along with 10,000 times 10,000 of angels worshiping the Lamb Himself.
这是这一章约翰带我们看见。
That is what John caused us to see.
而在这个镜头里面，有没有人的成分
？In this scene, was there any man involved?
有人摇头，有没有人点头？点头，我怕你是在睡觉。
If you nod your head, then you're sleeping this whole time.
拼命跟我说阿门阿门。
Are you saying amen?
有没有
？Is there any man?
说有的举手，有一个勇敢，后面窗外门外还有一个，其他的说没有的举手。
Those who say no.
你们教会很多都是 chicken.
There are many chickens in our midst.
不敢表态的。
They don't voice any opinion.
你们不讲，我也不讲了。
If you don't voice your opinion, I will neither share mine.
你注意看。
Pay attention.
在第五章的第八节，下半节。
In chapter 5, verse 8b.
下半节说, 各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉, 这香, 一起念。 有没有人的成分? 哦, 要不要再投票一次?
Are there any men involved after you read that verse?
有!
Yes.
在这个镜头里面告诉我们, 有香出现在宝座前, 对吗?
It tells us that there are golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
先讲香, 还没有讲到 prayer。 然后圣经就解释, 这个香是什么?
It shows us the golden bowls full of incense and explains what they are.
圣经就说了, 这个香是众圣徒的祈祷, 这就是人的身份, 对吧?
It shows us that the incense are the prayers of the saints, so there are men involved.
聪明的弟兄姐妹, 想一想, 这个香从哪里来的?
Think about it, brothers and sisters. Where did this incense come from?
啊? 谁在那里祷告啊?
Who is praying?
而且说是众圣徒的祷告啊?
And it says the prayers of the saints.
在耶稣升天以后的祷告啊?
After Jesus was ascended.
当不大?
Their prayers.
啊, 什么哪里来的?
Where did they come from?
马可的楼上来的嘛?
It came from the upper room of Mark's house.
有没有啊? 马可的楼上有多少人在那里祷告会啊?
How many people are praying in that upper room? 120.
那个祷告搞了几天啊?
How long was that prayer? 10 days.
他们是对空气讲话吗?
Were they talking to the air?
没有啊?
No.
那十天的祷告就升到天上的宝座前的金香炉。
Those prayers in those 10 days ascended to heaven in the form of incense in the censer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这叫做祷告的执事。
That's the ministry of prayer.
我要让弟兄姊妹看见圣徒们的祷告在神宝座前的地位。
I want you to see the position of the prayers of the saints before the throne of God.
以后我们祷不祷啊?
So will you pray going forward?
要不要祷啊? 我们常常在笑, 我们的祷告连天花板都过不去了。
Sometimes when we pray, we felt that it bounced off the roof.
对不对? 因为搞七搞八我们祷告的都是我的儿子我的孙子我的这个我的那个
Because we always pray for me and my son and my grandson and this and that
对不对? 祷来祷去你是为自己祷告的
You're praying for yourself
这里是要为神的旨意羔羊来祷告的
But here they prayed for the lamb and the will of God
对不对? 所以他在这里他有下面有个宣告
So there's this declaration that follows.
从第九节第十节, 你注意看啊,
From verse 9 to 10.
他们唱新歌是指这些天使,
and they sang a new song. It refers to the elders.
你配拿书卷揭开清, 为什么? 因为你曾被杀, 用自己的血, 从各族各方各民各国中买了人来,
You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
所以我们都包括在里头了,对不对?
So we are included in that.
在这个神花了那么多代价把我们买来以后,干嘛?
God paid such a price to redeem us. For what?
竖起你的耳朵听,用你的眼睛看。 神的儿子付了代价,对吧?
God's son paid the price.
生命的代价,
with his lifeblood.
买我们来,
to purchase us.
现在要问大家一个问题,
now I have to ask.
买来干嘛?
Why did he buy us? What 啊, for?
到天上睡觉,
so we can take naps in heaven.
安息,
so we can take a break up there.
不是的,
not so.
他下面有解释,
And there are explanations that follow.
买来第一归于神,
and have made us kings and priests to our God.
等一下,你跳快了,要归于神,
redeem us to
God. 那么这句话就是说,所有权换, 就换了，所有权换了。
There is an exchange of authority.
Ownership.
Ownership.
对，本来这一群人属于谁的？
Because these people formerly belong to someone else.
撒旦，但是我们不承认我们是原来是属于撒旦，我们都是说我自己做老板，属于我的。
We thought we belonged to ourselves, but we truly belonged to the enemy before.
对，你以为你属于你自己，其实后面你有一个老板叫做魔鬼。
You thought you belonged to yourself, but you have a master,
现在,
the devil.
这里的宣告是说，耶稣上了十字架，付了代价，把你跟我从撒旦的权势中怎么样，买出来了。
But Jesus paid the price and overcome the forces of the enemy and redeemed us by his blood.
所以第一，你要知道，你换老板了。
So there's a exchange of ownership.
这个拥有权。 不再是你，不再是撒旦，而是耶稣，属于他的。
So your ownership has switched hands from Satan to God.
他买你来干嘛？
Why did God redeem us?
注意下面几句话。
Pay attention.
第一，叫他们成为国民。
Firstly, we are redeemed to be his people.
所以这里讲到国民，那有意思就是说，一定是有一个什么国家。
His people and nation, so there is a nation.
对不对？那么在中文，在英文圣经里面，他要表达的不是以nation 这个字来表达，是以kingdom 这个字来表达的。In
English, a better translation is not nation, but kingdom.
你譬如说，马太福音，马太福音，the
Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的第一篇讲到。
The first message in the Gospel of Matthew.
讲什么? 天国近了，你们应当悔改。Repent,
for the kingdom of heaven draws nigh.
你注意听英文圣经的翻译说天国近的时候，他不是说 heavenly country 或 heavenly nation is near， 不是这样翻的。So
you see, it's the kingdom of heaven draws nigh.
他用的词是 kingdom 这个字。So
the word kingdom is used.
那中文严格的来翻，这个字应该怎么翻呢？ 王国，他强调的是这个国家是一个王当家的。So
in a kingdom there is a king.
这是他的重点。That
is the focus.
所以现在这个王用他自己的性命把我们买来买到他的国里面来，做他的国民，对吧？So
the king paid a price to purchase us into his kingdom.
是以他为王的。
That he may be the king.
这是第一。第二,
Secondly,
做祭司,
that we can be priests.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 他买我们来, 给我们一个身份,
when he bought us, he gave us a new status.
这个身份叫做祭司,
this status is priesthood.
你知道在这个基督大的所谓大的基督教的这范畴里头,
In
有一个 class， 有一个级别的人物被称为祭司。
In Christianity, there's a separate class of people labeled as priests.
谁呀？
Who are they？
就是那些把领子倒过来穿的那些人。
Are those people with a collar？
啊？那些是什么？ 在天主教叫神父， 在基督教叫牧师啊。
In Catholic churches, they're called priests. In Christian churches, they are called pastors.
对不对？他们就是把领子倒过来穿的嘛。They
have this inverted collar.
要显示他们有一个特殊的阶层。There
is a special class of people.
他们站在神与人中间的那个 class， 叫做祭司的 class.
There's a class of people that stands between God and man.
这是传统的基督教、天主教的这个观念。
That's the traditional paradigm of Christendom and the Catholics.
符合圣经吗?
Is it biblical?
啊? 符不符啊?
Is it according to scripture?
完全不符合的。
No.
这里说得很清楚。
It's very clear here.
凡是有份于耶稣基督宝血的人,
All who has a part in the blood of the Lamb.
只要你是用耶稣的宝血来买来的人,
as long as you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
第一，你是他的国民。
Firstly, you are his people.
第二呢?
Secondly,
一起说, 你是他的 祭司。
We are priests.
所以你不要指着那些领着反串的人说他是祭司，你也告诉他我也是。
So don't point to people with funny color and call them priests. Let them know that you yourself are priests as well.
因为他是用耶稣宝血买赎的，我也是。
Because they are purchased by the blood of the Lamb, and so am I.
懂吗？当你说你不是的时候，你知道你干了什么事吗？
If you deny that, what did you do?
你做了以扫了。
Then you become Esau.
你把长子的名分怎么样？给卖掉了。
Sold the right of your firstborn.
悲剧是一碗红豆汤就给卖掉了。
And for a mess of pottage, you sold your birthright.
你甚至连一碗红豆汤都没有，免费赠送。
And you didn't even have that mess of pottage. You gave it away for free.
假使你是主耶稣。
But if you were Jesus,
你看到你买来的这些人干这种事儿。
If you see the people that you fought with your blood did such a thing,
你要耶稣点头呢，还是摇头呢？
You would think he would nod or he'd shake his head.
耶稣当然是摇头了。
Of course he would shake his head.
我搞了半天，你是这样子来回应我。
I did such a work and you responded in this way.
对不对？你简直是把他所有的重价买来的全部都给卖掉了嘛，对不对？
For the price that he paid to purchase such a redemption for you, you gave it away for free.
对，这是很严重的事情。
So this is a very serious matter.
这是整个基督教的堕落才发生的事情。
That is the fall of Christianity.
你完全没有理解耶稣上十字架所付的代价，要把你跟我带到一个特殊的地位上，叫做这里讲祭司，在约翰一书讲，不是彼得前书讲，这是有君尊的祭司，有没有这句话？第二章。
You did not understand the price that the Lord Jesus paid to redeem you, to purchase for you a special status. In 1 Peter, it's called the holy priesthood.
那么下面他就解释了，他说这个祭司啊，是归于神在地上干嘛？执掌王权。
And we shall reign on the earth.
所以这个思想跟彼得前书的思想一不一样？一样的。
So it's the same line of thought as in 1 Peter chapter 1.
所以严格的说，今天我看到诸位坐在这里。
Strictly speaking, I see all of you sitting here.
我要问候你们的时候，我应该鞠个躬。
When I greet you, I should bow.
我要说什么？
What should I say?
诸位君王祭司们，好。
Your Majesty, kings and priests, greetings.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
这是阁下主耶稣给你的什么身份与地位？
That is the status and position that our Lord Jesus Christ gave you.
这是他付的代价。
That is the price he paid.
这是他要你达到的那一个身份。
That is the status that he wants you to obtain.
千万千万不要什么卖掉了。
Don't sell it.
你要珍惜你的地位。
You have to cherish that status.
你要好好的按照这个地位干嘛？侍奉他的旨意。
Serve his will with that status.
看到没有？因为他整个的就是要执行那个旨意嘛。
Because you need that to execute His will.
看到没有？他你我存在不是在那里到天国去到天堂去扫大街的。有很多人说：“哎呀，我只要进天堂，别的我都不要啊，我就扫大街就可以了。”好谦卑哦。
You see, that's the reason why you and I are saved. We're not going up to heaven to do janitorial work. We're going there for a special purpose.
第一，我要怀疑天堂有没有这个职位，叫做扫大街。
Because in heaven there may not even be a janitorial work.
第二，即使有这个职分，阁下也轮不到你。
Even if there is such a ministry up there, it may not even be yours.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
那个是留给天使的嘛，天使不是服役的灵吗？
That position was probably for the angels because angels are ministering spirits.
你要跟他抢了，到时候他说你靠边站，你抢他的饭碗。
So the angels would want to do his own job and you shouldn't take his job.
所以你不要搞错了。
So don't mess up.
神付了重大的代价，牺牲他儿子的性命，是高抬了我们这些如土如尘的人，要从污泥祸坑把我们高抬起来。
So God takes such a price, the life of His Son, to lift us up from where we are, from this lowly place, and sit us among with princes.
第一，叫我们做什么？
Firstly,
what,
we are to be His people.
第二，做他的什么？
Secondly, we are to be priests to God.
对不对？ 然后叫我们在地上执掌王权。
And thirdly, we are to reign on the earth.
这是我们将来的地位。
That is our future position.
要不要？
Do you want it?
干不干？
Are you up for it?
好多人信不来哈。
A lot of people aren't so interested.
一定要好好的抓住这个权利啊。
Grasp this privilege of yours.
这是他救你的原因。
That's the purpose for which he saved you.
好，这个我就讲到这里这一章。
Okay, that concludes this chapter.
现在进入第六章。
Now chapter 6.
第六章他就开始开印了。
In chapter 6, the seals are opened one by one.
所以这个开印就是他被高为主为基督之后，他从父的手中拿到这个七个印所封的这个小书卷。When
Jesus is anointed as Lord and Christ, he began opening the seals one after another.
所以这个开印是从他被高为主为基督之后，拿到小书卷，他就开始开了。So
after he was anointed Lord and Christ, he took the scroll and began opening the seals one by one.
所以神的旨意是以七印为整体的。So
the eternal purpose of God is summarized by these seven seals.
然后他就开始叙述给我们听每一个印有一些什么事情。So
John tells us what happens after each seal is opened.
所以我建议大家回家以后，如果你是第一次听我讲这个东西，
If this is the first time you've heard this message,
回家去找一张这个纸啊，最好长一点，白纸。
Find a long piece of white paper at home.
我为什么这样讲呢？ 因为我要你做一个功课。
I want to give you a homework.
因为它整个这个书卷是卷起来的，对吗？
Because the scroll is rolled up like that.
然后它开始开印。
And then one seal is being opened after another.
书卷就展开了。
Then the scroll can be completely rolled up, rolled out.
你去读的时候，你就会发现，你要这样子写，一二三四五六七，先写在上面一行。
So in the top of the paper, write down 1 to 7.
那这个代表七个印。
That represents the seven seals.
那它这里就会告诉你，第一印有什么？你一看，哦，有白马，你就写白马。
So the first seal. When it's open, you see the white horse. Write down the white horse.
第二印, 哦, 有红马, 你就写红马,
Second seal, red horse. Write it down.
圣经怎么讲, 你就乖乖地写什么, 就是规规矩矩就是不要用大脑的, 你就, 他怎么讲, 你就怎么写。
What scripture tells you, just write it down accordingly.
我为什么要这样讲?
Why would I say that?
我真正开始读这个启示录是 70年代的事。
When I started studying the book of Revelation, it was in 1970.
早年开始读这个启示录，读的是昏天黑地。
When I started studying it, it was all over the place for me.
根本好像浆糊一团。
It's so wishy-washy, I have no idea what's going on.
读到后面觉得，哎呀，好像前面哪里读过。
When I read to the back of the book, it kind of looks like what happened before.
然后再去读参考书。
And then I started reading reference books.
那我已经是浆糊了，参考书再一读，那完全浆糊再变成这个cement， 水泥了。
I was already wishy-washy, and the reference book further messed everything up for me.
所以根本就是糊，这个书读的糊里糊涂的，不知道在。 因为都搅在一起了，就是像女孩子头发通通打结了。It's
like a woman's hair is all tangled up everywhere. I was lost.
所以越读越糊涂。So
the more I read, the more confused I got.
所以我有一段时间是觉得这个启示录太玄了，根本没办法读，天书一本。I
felt that Revelation is more like a closed book. It's not for me to understand.
一直到慢慢从 别的神的仆人的教导里头，慢慢开始做一个很基本的功课。
And then the other servants of God taught me to do my homework properly.
所以我就开始这样子把一个长的纸, 就是老老实实的先把这个次序排下来。
So I started with a long sheet of paper and lined up all the events one by one.
你往下读，你先读的是七个印。
Start with the seven seals.
你就规规矩矩写每个印发生什么事。
And then write down what one seal did after, how one seal happened after another.
你看到你读了第七印，你就会发现啊，又出现了七个号。
And then after the seven seals, you would see the seven trumpets.
所以你在七的下面就写一二三四五六七，另外一种形式的，就是跟这个前面你可能是用阿拉伯数字一二三四五六七，等到七个号的时候，你可能用中文的一二三四五六七，不管你用什么方法或用英文也可以。总而言之，是不同的七，又是第二类的七，这是七个号。
So, for example, when you write down the seven seals, you can write down in Arabic numbers, and then after the seventh seal, there are seven trumpets. You can write down in Roman numerals, and afterwards, there are seven vials. You can write down in English, 1 to 7.
对，到了第三个第七个号的时候，你会发现圣经又出现了七个碗。
The seven bowls list all the numbers out differently in different languages.
所以你这样排下来就很长了，对不对？
So you have this long sheet of paper.
七个印，七个号，七个碗。
The seven seals, seven trumpets, and then seven vials.
然后七个碗以后就有白色宝座的审判。
And after the seven vials, you have.
对不起，我跳了一步，就有千年国度。
The millennial kingdom.
千年国度完了以后。
After the millennial kingdom,
就有白色宝座的审判,
you have the great right throne.
然后白色宝座审判之后, 有新天新地,
After the judgment of the great right throne, you have the new heaven and earth.
这个是整个启示录的叫做里程碑。
These are the milestones in the book of Revelation.
这样排开来之后, 你就照圣经里面告诉你在这个里程碑的时候, 有什么事情发生, 你把它写进去。
So after the milestones are set, write in detail what happens at each milestone, the events one by one.
你就可以慢慢把整个的这一个启示录，就有顺序的，什么时间该发生什么事，就清清楚楚的排出来了。
Then you can chronologically lay out the series of events in the book of Revelation.
就不会像我以前搞得一团浆糊，通通打结了。 就是因为没有把这个次序理顺它。
Then you won't get tangled up like I did. You can read it clearly by order.
干不干呢？
Would you do it?
啊, 你想要背题，你赶快干。
If you want to be raptured, you would do it ASAP.
因为你要知道什么时候要发生。
Because you need to know when would happen.
对不对？ 我们唱的诗歌，若是主今日来如何？ 哎, 你有了那个图就有数了。
We just sung the hymn, if he were to return today, if you have that map, then you would know what would happen.
你就不会被人家唬得一愣一愣的。
Then you won't be messed up.
对不对? 我昨天跟你们说,我在去昆明有一年去讲道,有几千个人穿了白衣跑到石林去等耶稣回来,那都是神经病。为什么?因为他们没有把启示录读通嘛。
Remember I shared yesterday, a bunch of people in Kunming dressed up in white and waiting for Christ to return, and they were deceived because they didn't understand the book of Revelation.
我从大陆回来没有几年,在美国也发生类似的事情,有一个报纸登了大广告。
And the same thing happened in the States, there's this ad in the paper.
一个中文报,登了一个广告好大。
In a Chinese newspaper, someone put an ad that took up the whole page.
没有 whole page, 就是一个大概四分之一 page.
It took up a quarter of the page.
要不要听一下那广告怎么写的?
What did that ad say?
90年代。
That was in the 90s.
说耶稣某年某月某日要出现在 Texas 的某一个城。
On this day of the month of the year, Jesus will return to this city in Texas.
做一个大广告。
It's this big ad.
最后广告是谁出钱的呢?
And who paid for that ad?
你们猜?
Take a guess.
是佛教协会。
It's a Buddhist association.
昏倒! 这个基督教还有话说,结果是回教,佛教! 他们怎么也管耶稣回来了?
It kind of shocked me because it came from the Buddhists.
这个年头什么怪事都有。
Weird things happen nowadays.
真的有很多人去那里，包括新闻记者，都跑那一天跑到 Texas 那个地方。
A lot of people went to that city on that day, and there were a lot of reporters with the cameras all ready to tape Jesus, I guess.
所以你把这个次序排出来,
so if you line up the events by order,
那你看, 头四个印,
the first four seals,
有个共同点,
there's this one common factor,
四匹马,
four horses.
对吗? 四匹不同颜色的马,
four horses of different colors.
那你去看不同的解经书，那百家争鸣，什么都有。
If you read different reference books, you'll read different stories and interpretations.
有的人说以后才会开，还没有到这个。
Some would tell us that oh, the horses haven't arrived yet. They will come in the future.
那我觉得解经就是以经来解经，这最保险。
I felt that the best way to interpret scripture is using scriptures to interpret scripture.
对，所以你就要去找。
So don't look for things.
到底在66卷书里面有没有其他的地方讲过四匹不同颜色的马？ 有没有？
In the 66 books of scripture, were there four horses of different colors?
答案是有的，我刚刚带你们读了。
And yes, we just read it together.
对吧？请你翻过去，在撒迦利亚书。
In the book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第一章就出现四匹马。
In the book of Zechariah chapter 1, there are four horses.
我夜间观看，一人骑着红马站在洼地番石榴树中间，在他身后又有红马、黄马、白马。Verse
8, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses red, sorrel, and white.
我就是这个撒迦利亚这个先知就问了一个问题。
And the prophet Zechariah asked a question.
第九节，我对与我说话的天使说：“主啊，这是什么意思啊？”
Then I said to the angel who talked with me, "My Lord, what are these?"
那站在番石榴中间的人说：“这是奉耶和华差遣，在遍地走来走去的。”
And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth.
他问的问题是什么意思?
Why, the question was asked, What do these mean?
他答案出来了没有?
Were they answered?
啊? 你读完还是一团浆糊?
After you read the answer, you're still puzzled.
起码知道一件事,
but you learn one thing.
他说什么?
What does it say?
这是第十节下半节，他说这是什么？是奉耶和华差遣，在遍地走来走去的。Verse
10b, these are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth.
这是他整个这个问题的答案的第一个部分。
That is part of the answer to the question.
说这四匹不同颜色的马。
These four horses
是从耶和华差遣，在遍地怎么样走来走去。
The four horses whom the Lord has sent are to walk to and fro throughout the earth.
他只讲这么多。
That's it.
所以我们只能知道这么多。
That's all we know.
到第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节，我又举目观看，有四辆车从两山中间出来，那山是铜山。第一辆车套着红马，第二辆车套着黑马，第三辆车套着白马，第四辆车套着有斑点的壮马。
Then I turned and raised my eyes and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. With the first chariot were red horses, with the second chariot black horses, with the third chariot white horses, and with the fourth chariot dapple horses, strong steeds.
又是四匹不同颜色的马。
Four horses of different colors.
这个先知又问了。
And then the prophet asked,
我就问与我说话的天使说，主啊，这是什么意思？
Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, What are these, my Lord?
天使回答说, 这是天的四风。
And the angel answered and said to me, These are four spirits of heaven.
从普天下的主面前出来的。
Who go out from their station before the Lord of all the earth.
所以你注意听中文的翻译跟英文的翻译有一点不同。
There's a slight difference between the Chinese and English translation.
天中文说天的四风你注意看英文是什么
It says the four spirits of heaven.
他说是四个灵。
Four spirits.
风跟灵在原文是一个字。
In the Chinese, it says winds, and spirits and winds are identical words in Hebrew.
这件事情在约翰福音第三章跟尼哥底母谈话的时候又出现过了。
That word appeared when John talked, when Jesus talked with Nicodemus in the Gospel of John.
那个谈话里头，尼哥底母晚上来见耶稣，对吧
？In that dialogue, remember Nicodemus went to Jesus at night.
耶稣说，人若没有重生就不能见神的国。
Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个尼哥底母说，人老了怎么能够重生呢
？And Nicodemus asked, "How can he be born again when a man is old?"
耶稣说要从水和圣灵生，他越听越糊涂了。
Jesus said, "A man is born again by water and of the Spirit."
耶稣说从肉身生的还是肉身，从灵生的才是灵。
That which is born of flesh is of the flesh. That which is born of the spirit is from the spirit.
老先生听不懂。
And Nicodemus didn't understand.
所以耶稣解释给他听。
So Jesus explained.
他说，风随着自己的意思吹。
The wind blows wherever it wishes.
从圣灵生的也是如此。
Likewise, those who are born of the spirit of God.
所以你看，风跟灵是同样一个字。
You see how the wind and spirit has the same root word in Greek.
所以我们今天不是讲重生，我们今天是要来看四匹马。
Today we're not talking about being born again. We have to explain the four horses.
这个四匹不同颜色的马，等到撒加利亚这个先知来问什么意思的时候
，When the prophet Zechariah asked, "What are these four horses?"
天使解释。
The angel explained.
就是从耶和华面前出来的。四个风，四个灵。
These are four spirits or four winds of heaven who go out from their station before the Lord of all the earth.
那刚刚我们在读第二个意象的时候，在宝座前有七盏灯，有没有啊
？When we read the second vision, there are seven lamps before the throne.
圣经怎么解释啊
？How did Scripture explain?
七盏灯就是神的七个灵，有没有啊
？The seven lamps are the seven spirits before. The throne of God.
所以的确在神的面前神的宝座的旁边有七个灵
So besides the throne of God there are seven spirits
对不对那现在四匹马就是那七灵中间的四个灵
So the four horses are part of the seven spirits
大不大
Are you with me?
好这是从耶和华面前出来的。
And they come out before the Lord of all the earth.
那他们干嘛？在遍地走来走去，就像风在这个地球上怎么样？吹来吹去。
And they are wind, like they're just like wind that blows to and fro the earth that the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the whole earth.
你们谁读过《共产主义宣言》？
Have you read the Declaration of the Communists?
一个，哦，还是个年轻人，不简单的。
A young man, wow.
还有没有？有没有读过《共产主义宣言》？尤其你们大陆来的，有没有人读过
？Those from mainland China?
没有。
No.
我不知道你们在红旗下怎么长大的。
How did you grow up under the red flag?
共产主义宣言的第一句话。
The first Declaration of the Communists.
Communist Declaration、
oh,
他们的宣言
Communist Declaration
这是他们要当两百年前马克思这一群人要搞共产主义运动的时候他们写过这个文历史的文件你 Google 一下可以 search 出来的、
You can Google it on the internet It's something that Marx wrote The Communist Declaration
Manifesto
对
这个 Communist Manifesto 他第一句话他说一个幽灵从欧洲升起。
The first statement on the Communist Manifesto is a spirit has come out from
Europe.
Europe.
所以他明开宗明义告诉你，这整个的共产主义运动从十九世纪开始就是一个幽灵的运动，从欧洲开始。
It tells us that this movement that began in the 19th century began with a spirit from Europe.
200年来，横扫整个的世界，三分之一的世界跟着他跑。
And in the past 200 years, it swept through a third of the world.
我只是举一个很简单的例子。
Let me raise a simple example.
地球上任何的运动。
All the movement on the earth.
任何能够推动成千上万的人为这个东西疯狂。
Any movement that can excite millions and millions of people.
可以是一个歌手，可以是一个世界杯的足球，可以是一个哲学。比如说进化论，这些背后都是什么灵的运动。
It can be a singer, it can be the World Cup, it can be a philosophy like evolution, but you can sense that there is a spirit behind such a movement.
为什么我这样讲？
Why would I say such
things? 平常一个正常的人很正常的，可是被这个风一吹，就像着魔一样，就狂起来了。
Because normally people are quite normal, but when the wind blows across them, they become maniacs and they follow after that movement.
现在的回教这些所谓的恐怖分子，他们为什么会这样子爆炸？就是被这个灵激动的。
And you take a look at the terrorists. They are Muslims and they are caught in that movement and they do crazy things and strap bombs on themselves.
你不要只看事情的外表。
Don't look at the outward circle.
在外表的后头
，outward appearance,
一定有什么灵。
Behind that outward appearance, there is a spirit behind them.
所以基督徒，你不要傻傻的跟世界人一样，哦，一下子搞这个，一下搞那个。
So Christians cannot follow the ways that winds are blowing. You have to know what's going on behind those things.
世界的人是叫做什么？随风转舵啊。
The peoples of the world follow the wind wherever it blows.
每个人都要出去问问今天吹什么风啊。
And we all ask, oh, which winds are blowing today?
然后你随着风俗潮流走。
And you follow that wind in that direction.
那个都是有邪灵的成分。
And there are evil spirits behind those winds and movements.
你说啊，从宝座前怎么会有邪灵啊？
But how can evil spirits come from the throne, you would say?
读约伯记啊。
Read the book of Job.
约伯记不是告诉你在耶和华前面有谁出现啊？
Before the throne of God, the book of Job tells you.
撒旦出现的嘛。
That the devil would be
对不对？
That.
他还跟神打对话。
He had a dialogue with God, remember?
对不对？神还说你可以去，但是你不可以伤害约伯的命，有没有啊？
Go, but spare his life.
所以这些事情是在灵界发生的。
All these things happen in the spiritual realm.
如果没有圣经告诉我，我们根本就懵叉叉，根本不知道。
If the scripture didn't tell us, then we're completely in the dark.
但是你读了圣经，你知道这些事情的时候，你就知道，哦，原来世界上许许多的事情，不是它本身如此，是物质的后面有什么，有灵界的故事的。
But when you read scripture, you would see that in the surface these events take place. But behind these events, there are spirits that control these events and generate them.
好，现在开印。
Now we are opening the seal.
每一个印你去读的时候。
When you read each seal.
头四个印基本上都是在地球上有什么事发生。
Cause a reaction from the earth.
啊，有战争。
War.
有经济恐慌。
Terror.
有饥荒。
Famine.
有人被杀掉成千上万。
Murders.
对不对？所以你看头四匹马都没有好事的。
You see the first four horses, no good thing comes with these horses.
有的人说第一个印应该是好事，是白马，你看，哎，胜了又胜。
Some people said, oh, the first one is a white horse, so good thing should come with that white horse. It's overcoming.
但是那个不是圣灵。
But that's not the Holy Spirit.
那是。撒旦扮为光明的天使。
Is the devil disguised as the angel of light?
对这四匹马，我刚刚解释是用撒迦利亚书。
I explained the four horses in the book of Zechariah.
让我们确认这是天的四风四个灵。
So we know that these are the four spirits or the four winds.
但是具体谁把这个末世开启动的时候， 地球上要发生的事是怎么样一回事，耶稣自己的解释是最清楚了。
So these events in the last days, the Lord Jesus himself explained them most clearly.
请打开马太二十四章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
我要请大家读二十四章第三节到第九节。
Verse 3 to 9.
马太二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
我跟翻译的姐妹轮流把第三节读到第九节哈。
We'll take our turns in reading.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说：“请你告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？”你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you.
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
还有没有别的翻译？
All these are the beginning of birth pains.
That's right.第九节，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，又你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。好，这是一个对话，耶稣跟他十二个门徒在橄榄山上的一个对话。
That's a dialogue between Jesus and his 12 disciples on the Mount of Olives.
因为他们这十三个人本来是在圣殿前面，耶稣做了一个很惊天动地的预言。
Because the 13 of them were just before the temple, and the Lord prophesied something great.
那耶稣的说的预言就是那句有名的话，将他们说这个殿好伟大。耶稣将来没有一块石头留在石头上。
The disciples said, "Oh, look at how grand this temple is." And then Jesus said, "Not one stone would be on top of another."
所以他们吓死了，那这个是神的家，怎么可以被拆的？一个没有一块石头在石头上，这怎么可能？
And the disciples were shocked. This is the house of God. How can one stone not be left on top of another?
所以他们就下山，爬到对面的山，就是橄榄山。现在对话就是发生在对面那个橄榄山上有的对话。
So they went down from the Temple Mount and they went up to the Mount of Olives and had this dialogue.
所以刚刚我们读的第三节说，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着。门徒就暗暗的来说，请你告诉我们什么时候有这些事，就刚刚那个耶稣所讲的。
Verse 3. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?
所以在这里他们问三个问题。
So they asked three questions to the Lord.
什么时候有这些事？第一个就是圣殿被毁。
When will these things be, the destruction of the temple?
第二，你的降临，就是你的第二次再来。
What will be the sign of your coming, your second coming?
第三就是世界的末了，中文翻圣经翻的不对，不是世界的末了，你听英文怎么翻
？What will be the sign of the end of the age?
有没有不一样？中文说世界的末了，英文呢
？End of the age.
所以不是世界的末了，是这个时代的末了，或者时代的末了。
So it's not the end of the world, but of the end of the age.
这是两个不同的概念。
So it's slightly different from the Chinese rendering.
对，世界的末日呢，就这个世界完了，结束了。
The end of the world is like the end of the world, the end of everything.
这不是门徒的问题，门徒说这个时代什么时候结束
？The disciples are asking when will be the end of the age.
请问耶稣来把什么时代结束
？When Jesus came, which age did he put an end to?
旧约律法时代结束了。
Jesus put an end to the age of the law.
然后呢，耶稣与门徒立了一个新约，那就有一个新的时代开始了，对不对
？Jesus started a new covenant with his disciples, and a new age dawned.
律法是一个旧约。
The age of the law, the Old Testament.
那个时代是在耶稣降生来到这个世界，那个时代结束了。
Ended when Jesus came on the earth as a babe.
那现在门徒问。那现在这一个新约的时代，恩典的时代，什么时候结束
？And now the disciples are asking, this age of grace, when will it end?
有什么兆头啊
any signs that would tell us?
所以问三个问题。
They asked three questions.
所以下面24章25章就是耶稣解答这三个问题而答的。
And Jesus answered those three questions one by one.
那么在他解答的时候，你看他第一个答案是什么？
And when Jesus answered these questions, what was his first answer?
你要知道，当耶稣回答你的问题，最重要的他讲的最前面。
When Jesus answered your questions, he answered the most important ones first.
你们问我有什么这叫做兆头，预兆。
They asked Jesus, what will be the sign of your coming?
对吧？有什么预兆？那耶稣第一个回答就是说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you.
那这个预兆是对着什么来的？
And why would he say that?
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是谁，基督。
For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many.
这个是白马。
That's the white horse.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
他们来的时候让人感觉他们是谁？
When they arrive, they give people the impression that they are the Christ.
但是,
but
他是什么？ 假的。
But it's the Antichrist.
对不对？ 可是他怎么能够以假乱真呢？
How can they be disguised as though he is the Christ?
他们怎么能够把人迷惑了呢？
How can they deceive the people?
耶稣在后面是有解释的。
Jesus explains it.
对不对？ 他怎么解释的？ 你如果看24节。
If you read verse 24.
因为假基督、假先知将要起来显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行。 连选民也就迷惑了。Verse
24, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
那这里就告诉我们，他能够迷惑人，人会跟着他，会相信他，为什么？
Why would they be able to deceive, and why would people believe them?
他会行神迹奇事，对不对？
Because they show great signs and wonders.
而且圣经不是讲神迹奇事而已哦，在前面有一个形容词哦，这个形容词是什么？大。所以
These are great signs and wonders.
所以这里就知道，他能够迷惑许多的人，是他真是有两把刷子的人。
They can deceive the people not because they are unable.
他能够行大神迹、大奇事。
They can show great signs and great wonders.
不是小神迹帮你按个手，你本来生病现在好了，这对他来讲小事一桩。
Not little signs and little wonders like laying their hands on you and you're healed of everything.
他要行大奇事、大神迹。
But they are able to show great signs and great wonders.
他要叫死人怎么样复活。
They can raise the dead.
这个才能够叫人家怎么样啊佩服。
That can deceive the people.
对不对？这才能够迷惑人。这是耶稣先预告的。
That's what Jesus prophesied.
所以这就是白马。
That's the white horse.
你现在往下推，你就可以看到也有红马，也有黑马，也有那个什么什么什么颜色灰马。
If you read on, you will see the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse that follows.
那我就不仔细去讲了哈，你们自己去读，你们去揣摩它。
I'll leave it to you to do the work.
啊，这是头四个印。
That's the first four seals.
这是四匹不同颜色的马。
Four horses of different colors.
到了第五印。
The fifth.
啊，对不起，再补一句。
Let me make a footnote.
因为在撒迦利亚书讲的这个灵的运动是在地上走来走去，对不对？
You see in the book of Zechariah, it says that these four spirits go run to and fro across the whole earth.
然后主耶稣说，刚刚我们读的时候，在马太福音二十四章，他要刚刚我们读的那一段到第八节的时候，他说这都是灾难的起头，第八节。
And in verse 8 of Matthew chapter 24, it says, all these are the beginning of birth pains, or sorrows.
对，原文我们的小字灾难原文做生产之难，也叫生产之痛，是复数的。
Beginning of sorrows in the original Greek is the beginning of birth pains. Pay attention to its plural form.
因为只有妈妈懂，所有的小姐不懂。
Only mothers would know this, the ladies would not.
为什么？因为你没有生过小孩啊。
Because you've never given birth.
凡是生过小孩的妈妈，哎，就懂耶稣讲这句话什么意思。
Other mothers know exactly what Jesus is talking about.
因为这个 baby 要来之前
，Before the baby arrives，
妈妈挺了个大肚子。
Mummy has a big tummy.
已经有八个月、九个月了。
8 or 9 months already.
你在那边一直等什么
？What are you waiting for?
这个小家伙早点出来啊
！You're waiting for the baby to come out.
你怎么知道他什么时候要出来呢
？When did you know that the baby would be out?
我家老大生的时候，我们两个都是傻瓜，都没有经验。他一痛，我们就赶快冲到医院去了。
When my firstborn was in the tummy, we didn't know anything. So when mommy screamed in pain, we went to the hospital right away.
医生说你来这么早干嘛
？And the doctor said you're too early.
很早嘞
，Go away.
然后我就来了，我就只好在那边等。
But so we wait on the sideline.
到真正来的时候，我老婆说不生了，太痛了，我回家了。
When the baby really wanted to come, my wife screamed in pain and she said, "I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go home."
然后我 quit， 我说这不能 quit， 这是从这骑虎难下，要生出来才算数。
And she couldn't quit, and she had to go through with it.
这叫做生产之痛。
So that's the birth pain.
他的痛跟你的头痛、肚子痛完全两码子事。
Birth pains are different than a headache or other pain.
因为他的痛是由浅入深，距离本来很远，越来越怎么样？越来越近。
Because that pain, those spasms would increase in frequency and magnitude.
对，这个叫做生产的阵痛。
Those are the birth pains.
耶稣用这个字讲到将来这些灵的运动开始很慢，距离很远。
So Jesus described the movements of these spirits. In the beginning, they started they begin mild and they began with great distance from one to another.
但是当这些运动，你看它慢慢慢慢越来越近了。
But you see how they increase in frequency.
强度越来越深了。
And how they increase in magnitude.
他说什么？这就是什么？灾难的开始了。
These are the beginning of birth pain.
那个 baby 怎么样？就要来了。
The baby is coming soon.
明白？所以这个是叫做兆头。
Those are the signs.
所以你注意看，这四匹马的运动从耶稣开始开印，一直到今天，你就看到这些东西在我们这个时候就是快马加鞭，一个接一个。你每天上报，你都看到乱七八糟的事就在我们眼前发生的。
You see how when Jesus opened the first seal, the four horses are coming with great speed, and you can see them in its appearance. And when you flip through the papers, it's all over the news.
几乎叫你叫做。目不暇接，就是你眼睛都来不及看。
It's happening so quickly, it's hard to digest everything.
你甚至已经麻木了，哎呀，这已经不是新闻了。
And you become insensitized to these movements of the spirit.
但是他在那里剧烈的阵痛。
But they're coming with increasing magnitude.
整个的世界今天是在一个 panic 的一个情况之下。
The earth is in a panic mode.
对不对
？Isn't it so?
每一个人都叫做。惶惶终日，不知道这个天要大祸什么时候降临。
We live in fear, not knowing when the next terrible event would occur.
对不对？在远东人要逃到北美，北美人要逃到美国人要逃到加拿大。
People in the Middle East want to flee to the States, and those in the States want to flee to Canada.
那有人要逃到 New Zealand.
And those in Canada want to flee to New Zealand.
大家都吓得是赶快走，赶快走。
We are running from one place to another.
以前不会这样的。
No such thing in the past.
现在人人自危。
And now every man for himself.
好，那现在到了第五印。
And now the fifth seal.
揭开第五印的时候，我就看见祭坛底下有为神的道，并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们身流血的冤要等到几时呢？
And they cried with loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
于是有白衣赐给他们个人，有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀，数目满足了。Then
a white word was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren, who would be killed as they were, was completed.
那这个意象的特点是什么呢？这个印。
So what is the characteristic of the fifth seal?
就是这些被殉道的这些人的灵魂，在祭坛底下做了一个祷告。So
the spirit of the martyrs who were killed for the word of God and for the testimony which they held, they made a prayer underneath the altar.
我们知道教会历史第一个殉道者是谁？
We know that the first martyr in church history is
斯蒂芬。 使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
他讲完那篇正道词之后，就被石头活活打死。
After he delivered that message, he was stoned to death.
他在临死之前，他的面貌像天使一样。
Before he died, he had the face of an angel.
然后他就做了一个祷告。
And he made a prayer.
他说什么？
What did he say?
父啊，
Father,
赦免他们，因为他们所行的，他们不知道。
Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以你读的那个祷告的时候，你就想起来，好像在哪里听过。
When you read that prayer, it's very similar to another prayer.
耶稣在十字架上的一个祷告。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he prayed the same thing.
你从那个见证你就知道，哦，所有因为神的道与耶稣的见证被殉道的这些人，他们的祷告从斯蒂凡一直到有一天都是一样的。
So you see, for the martyrs who were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held, their prayer before they died are the same from Stephen onto the last martyr.
前两年到前三四年，有一本书专门讲这个 Box Rebellion， 就是义和团这个在中国大陆在二十世纪结束二十世纪开始的时候，有那个时候在中国的清朝有一批人被所谓的义和团杀了。
There's this book that was published about 3 years ago. It documents the martyrs that were martyred in the Boxers Rebellion. It happened in the Qing Dynasty at the end of the 19th century. Many were slain for the word of God.
对，这本书出来就说到那些180还是90个殉道者。
It mentioned the stories of about 190 martyrs.
他们有他们的祷告被记载下来。
And it recorded the prayers of these martyrs just before they were slain. And the boxers either removed their heads or killed them in another way.
最小的有小孩，还有baby。
There are children and babies.
那些祷告就是主耶稣的祷告。
And they pray just like Jesus did.
可是现在不一样。
But now the prayers change.
现在这个祷告是说 revenge。
It's for vengeance.
伸冤，报仇。
Vengeance.
对不对？ 所以这个祷告变成了一个里程碑。
So this prayer becomes a milestone.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
当耶稣祷告说赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道，是象征着什么时代开始了？
When Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, that marks the beginning of an era.
恩典的时代开始,
the era of grace has dawned.
神不再追讨人的罪，因为耶稣把罪问题解决了。
God doesn't go after us for our sins anymore because Jesus paid the price.
但是这个恩典的时代不是到永远。
That age of grace has an end.
他必须到一个时间来到他的这个恩典的时代的结束。
That age of grace would end at a point in time.
所以你在这个祷告的时候，你就知道啊，恩典，他们在问。 这个恩典什么时候结束啊
？So this prayer marks the end of the age.
他们要求 revenge 报仇。
The martyrs are crying out for revenge.
审判，讨他们的罪。
Judgment, vengeance.
所以这个就是预告。他下面说，在等片时，等到殉道者的数目满了，那么这个就结束了。
But it was told that they should rest a little while until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were killed as they were was completed. So they were told to wait a little while longer.
所以第五印就是一个气球，告诉我们怎么样，那个恩典的时代在不久的将来就要怎么样结束了。
So the fifth seal is a supplication that the age of grace would be coming to an end.
对吧？这是一个预告。
It's the prologue to the end of the age of grace.
然后就进入第六印。
And then we enter the sixth seal.
第六印的时候，我们刚刚读了，他说地震。
We read it together. It mentioned earthquake.
日头变黑，像毛布。
Sun becoming black as sackcloth.
满月变血，像血；变红，像血。
Moon became like blood.
对不对？天上的星辰坠落于地。如同无花果树等等等等。
The stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late fig when it is shaken by a mighty wind.
好，我放一个幻灯片给你们看。
I want to show you a slide.
这是2014-15年发生的事。
It happened in 2014 and 2015. It will show here.
你们做 video 我可以下台吗
？It will show here.
啊，哦 ，show here. OK, OK, OK. 不是，我想指出来给你们看。
You
know.这样点到，你能指吗？啊，你可以指哈，你指，这里有没有？你可以从这个相片的上面看到，四个红血月有没有？
Do you see the four blood red moon?
对吧？两个是2014年。
There are two blood red moons in 2014.
两个在2015年。
And two in 2015.
这是四个血月。
Four blood red moons.
然后另外两个是黑太阳。
And then two,
dark moon, dark sun,
eclipse.
Black, 对对 ，eclipse. 两个。是日食，一个是日全食，一个是日偏食。
There is one complete solar eclipse and one half eclipse.
在这个上面告诉你几月几号几年，对吧
？And it tells you the date and the year in the slide.
2014年只有两个血月。
In 2014, there are two blood red moons.
2015年就不但有两个血月，还加上两个黑太阳。
And in 2015, there are two blood red moons and two solar eclipses.
看过这个图像的人，注意过的人，请举手，我要看看有没有注意。
Have you seen this before? Please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 八个人。
8 people together.
没有举手的不是谦卑，所以不举手啊。
Are you not raising your hand because you're pretending to be humble?
那就大部分是不知道的，对不对
？Or you're in the dark.
你要知道，你如果读《创世纪》第一章十四节
，If you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 14，
啊，你看这是圣经第一页啊
，First page in Scripture，
第十四节，一章十四节
，First 14 chapter 1 Genesis。
神说：“天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令、日期、年岁。”
Then God said.Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years.
就是说神在修造这个被撒旦破坏的太阳系的时候。
When God is doing His work of recovery that was kind of destroyed by the enemy.
The solar system, 对吧？
In the solar system.
然后他在第四天的时候。
On the fourth day,
他说天上有光体，那这里讲到这些光体干嘛？就是星星、月亮、太阳有它的作用。
He said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons.
那这里他讲到分昼夜，我们懂的。
We know that they are for days and the years.
Night.
Sorry, day and for, to divide the day from the night.
对，然后定节令、日子、年岁，我们也懂的。
And we know that they are for days and years.
但是做记号不太懂。
But we don't know that they are for signs.
对，这些天上的星星、月亮、太阳，不但告诉我们时间是白天、晚上是。哪一年哪一月什么？这是用天体来告诉我们。以前的时候没有我们的 calendar。
They don't have calendars back then, so they looked at the sun and the moon and the stars to discern the days and the months and the seasons.
对，古时候的人是看天体的运动告诉我们 day night 月年季节。
So the people before us observed the heavenly bodies to discern the day and the night and the seasons and the times.
最稀奇的，它居然有一个字叫做记号。
And the heavenly bodies also serve as signs.
也就是说，这个记号是要传达一个信息。
So the signs are to deliver a message.
举一个例子，东方的
For example,
像现在不是所谓 Christmas 吗？
We are at Christmas time right now.
Christmas 的时候有一个什么记号出现了。
There's a sign.
东方的博士看见天上有一颗什么星，他们就跟着那个星就找到了谁，找到耶稣，对不对？这是路加福音告诉我们。
In the Gospel of Luke, it tells us that the three magi from the east followed the stars and they located the Messiah.
东方的博士是一定是研究什么天体运动的。
So the magi from the east.Studied the movements of the heavenly body.
所以他们知道有一些星象的移动的时候，跟地上有人物出现是有关系的。
So they discovered the correlation between the star in heaven and people on earth.
这个叫做记号。
That is a sign.
那这个记号，你读约珥书的时候，就是我们刚刚读《使徒行传》第二章，彼得讲道的时候，他引用的圣经就是约珥书的第三章。
So in the passage that we just read, when Peter delivered his message, he referenced the book of Joel.
那么你如果刚刚记得我们读的，我不知道你现在还忘了还是记得，第二章里面彼得就说，他说啊，在这个约珥书里面讲到五旬节要圣灵降临的事情，这是老早在耶稣之前大概八百年的先知约珥说过的。
In the Book of Acts, chapter 2, Peter said to the crowd, 800 years ago, it has been prophesied in the book of Joel, what you see this day.
对，那么这是这个预言的前半部。
So that is the first half of that prophecy.
啊，神在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，这是应验在五旬节那一天。
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
但是
and That is fulfilled on that day.
但是这个预言的下半部没五旬节那天没有应验。
But there's a second half to this prophecy that was not fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
就是他的十九节。
Verse 19.
他说在天上我要显出奇事，在地上我要显出神迹。有血，有火，有烟雾，这是地上的事。天上有日头变黑，月亮要变红，像血，这都是在主大而明显的日子未到以前要发生的。
I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
所以你就会发现在一个天体上有异兆的时候是一个记号，在这个预言里头说你看见这些事的时候跟什么有关。
So when you see heavenly bodies taking up normal forms, that is a sign that has something to do with us today.
在这里是说大而明显的日子。
Before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
在原文这约珥书的时候是讲主的日子。
In the original Hebrew, in the book of Joel, it says the day of the Lord.
对，所以你看见这些东西的时候，先知告诉你你要注意，什么日子很近了，主的日子很近了。
So when you see the signs, the prophet is telling you that the day of the Lord is at hand.
这是旧约的预言，彼得在新约把它引用一下。
That is an Old Testament prophecy, and Peter is quoting from that prophecy.
彼得只是引用他的前半部在五旬节发生的事。
Peter is referring to the first half of the prophecy on the day of Pentecost.
那个后半部就在启示录又把它讲一遍。
And the latter half of that prophecy is fulfilled in the book of Revelation.
就写在第六印的时候。
And it's described in the sixth seal.
大不大?
You with me?
我看你们已经昏过去了。You
guys look like you're sleeping.
好。 回到刚刚那张相片,
so let us turn to the slide.
好, 你会发现, 果然, 14年, 15年, 就出现了这六个日子。
And you'll see that in 2014 and 15, these 6 days happened.
如果你们有兴趣去读一本书, 你们可以search这本书, 叫做 Blood Moon title.
Why don't you guys search for this book titled Blood Moon?
这个作者, 叫做 Mark Blitz.
The author is called Mark Blitz.
他就住在我们西雅图旁边一个城市一个小城里。
He lives in a small city.
他是一个牧师，也是一个拉比，他是犹太人。
He is a Jew, a rabbi, and a pastor.
他就在14年的时候。 看见这个NASA的一个网页。
In 2014, he saw a website in NASA's website.
对，在那一年，NASA就把这个天体运动里头会出现这些事情的日期在网页上公布的。NASA
announced these dates. On these dates, these things would happen on that day.
所以对。 研究天文的人，这只不过是天文现象，对吧？
So for those who study astronomy, these are events that are expected to occur.
只是星运行的时候会发生这些现象而已。
These are the signs that normally occur on these dates.
这个 Mark 这位弟兄呢，他就说我是犹太人呢。
And Mark Blitz is a Jew.
他看见这是西历的时间，14年4月15号、10月8号等等等等这些日期。He
saw these dates that would happen.
他是犹太人，他就拿犹太历把它拼上去。So
he took the Jewish calendar and matched those dates.
他跳起来。And
he was shocked.
就是下面，下面写 Passover, Sukkot, Passover, Sukkot 这些字就是指着。
You see how the Jews have 7 feasts, and these dates correspond to these feasts on the Jewish calendar exactly.
对,七个节期记得吗?
Do you remember the 7 feasts of the Jews?
开始的时候是月节,
Passover.
第二天就是除酵节,
the next day, Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
第三天就是初熟节,
and the third feast is the feast of the first fruits.
然后过49天,
and after 49 days, the Pentecost.
这是头四个节日,
that's the first 4 feasts.
对不对? 然后到了秋天就开始了有后面三个, 一个是吹角节, 然后是宿醉日, 最后一个是祝棚节, 这样七个节日。
And in the autumn, you have the last 3 feasts. You have the Feast of the Trumpets. You have the Day of Atonement. And you have the...
这是祝棚节, 就是Tabernacle.
The Feast of the Tabernacle.
这就构成七大节日。
So these are the 7 feasts.
好, 他是犹太人, 所以他就说, 我把犹太历放在这个西历底下对照一下, 他突然间发现, 四个血月, 前面两个, 第一个是落在... 月节，第二个就落在祝棚节最后一个节。
So when he matched those dates on the Jewish calendar with these dates, the first blood red moon happens during the Passover. The second blood red moon happens during the Feast of the Tabernacle.
第二年再重复一次，4月4号、9月28号，也是一模一样的，先是祝棚节，先是月节，最后是祝棚节。
And it repeats itself in the year after. The first blood red moon happened at the Passover, and then the second blood red moon happens in the Feast of the Tabernacles.
对，他就他说我 I almost fell off my chair.
And he was shocked and fell off his chair.
他哪里有那么巧的事啊？
It's not a coincidence.
这里面除了它是一个天文现象之外，这里面一定神借着他的节日要向犹太人表达一个信号。
So these are not just signs in the field of astronomy. God is speaking to the Jewish people through these signs.
所以他就开始 search.
So he started his search.
那么简单，我用因为时间不够，简单，你有兴趣你去买那本书，你去读，他讲了很多 detail.
If you're interested, buy that book. It's more detailed.
简单说，他就是说他要去看在历史中这种现象发生几次。
So he studied history and tried to find out how many times that this occurred.
2000年来七次。
It happened 7 times in the past 2000 years.
然后他就找过去这个七次里面跟我们犹太人有什么相关的事。
And he tried to study in the last 7 times it occurred what happened in the Jewish history.
那长话短说，500年前发生的那一次呢？
500 years ago, what happened?
那一次是1493。
1493。
这个现象发生过四个血月。
Four blood red moons.
那个时候世界的强国是西班牙。
At that time, the Spanish ruled.
那他的 king 叫做 Fernando.
They had a king called Fernando.
他是一个虔诚的天主教徒。
He was a fervent Catholic.
他就发了一个 edict， 就是一个圣旨。他说，凡是住在我们西班牙的人，通通要皈依于天主教。
He issued an edict that said everyone who resides in Spain has to be converted into Catholicism.
那在西班牙当年就住了很多很多的犹太人。
And in Spain, a lot of Jews lived there back then.
而且我们知道犹太人这四散天下之后，他们的命运一面来讲很坎坷。
You know, after the Jews were scattered across the nations, they lived hard lives.
但是他们也有中间很厉害的人，就变成世界的最有钱的人。
But many of them become very, very wealthy.
到今天还是如此。
Same thing to this day.
Okay, 华尔街是在他们手里的。
The Wall Street is in their hands.
In case 你们还加拿大人不知道。
Just in case you guys don't know.
好，在那个时候。当王宣布这个命令的时候，犹太人就要做一个选择了。
So when the king issued that edict, the Jews had to make a decision.
要么就是改信天主教，那你就可以住下来。
They would either convert into Catholicism and stay.
对吧？你放弃信仰，改成天主教。
You forsake your faith and become Catholic.
可是你说我们是信犹太教的，我们不愿意背弃祖宗，要一定要坚持我们的犹太教，那只有搬家。
But if you were to stick to your faith, you need to leave the country.
所以才有哥伦布发现新大陆的故事。
And that's how Columbus discovered the New World.
怎么会有一个神经病搞一个帆船去世界游园游周游周游去找什么新大陆？不是吃饱饭没事干的。
You see why would a maniac travel across an ocean because he had nothing else to do? Not so.
是因为那里的西班牙的犹太人联合起来造了一个全新的帆船，找了一个最棒的这个。船长，他带着一个使命去找找看世界有没有一个地方让我们犹太人可以搬家的。
You see, Columbus was commissioned by a bunch of wealthy Jews to seek a new homeland for them to move.
这是我们读历史的时候，我们只知道前面哥伦布什么发现新大陆，我们只知道这么多。后面的故事是跟血月跟犹太人有关系的。
When you read your history books, you would only read Columbus found a new world, but you do not know that the story behind that story has something to do with the four blood red moons.
那是16世纪。
That happened in the 16th century.
啊，对， 15世纪， 1493 嘛，
15
世纪。后来就到了20世纪了。
And now we're at the 20th century.
到了20世纪就发生了第二次的血月，四个血月。
And in the 20th century, the four blood red moon came back.
那就是1948.
1948.
那是什么事？
What happened?
建国，对吧？
The state of Israel was born.
第三次就是1967.
The third time is 1967.
六日战争。
The Six-Day War.
都是犹太人发生关系的。
Has something to do with the Jews.
所以现在1415又发生了。
Now in 2014,
那你马上应该问一个问题：犹太人有什么事情啊
？What happened to the Jews in 2014 and 2015?
啊， 想不想知道？
Do you want to know?
准备到五点吗？
Do you want to stay till five?
简单讲，是有发生事情。
Simply speaking, something great happened.
这两年从发生血月之后，犹太人发生大事。
Great things happened in midst the Jews.
第一个大事就是奥巴马出卖犹太人。
The first event is Obama, the Obama administration betrayed the Jews.
跟伊朗签了一个核武器的十年的合约。
And Obama made a 10-year nuclear agreement with Iran.
这个知道的举手。
比较
多一点。贵教会大家都是天上人，都不知道地上的事。
You guys are spiritual people. You pay no attention to things on earth, huh?
犹太人，这个他们的这个总理叫做纳塔亚胡，第一个反对。
The Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was the first to oppose the agreement.
他到美国国会来演讲。
He
就是一四年。
He went to the Senate.
一五年。
Congress in 2015 and delivered a message.
他说，对你们来讲是 national security， 对我们来讲是 national survival。
For you, the Americans, it's a matter of national security. For us, the Jews, it's a matter of national survival.
所以他盼望美国的国会可以否决这个议案。
So he pleaded with the Congress to veto that agreement.
没有成功。
He failed.
这个法案通过。
And the agreement was passed.
Trump 在竞选的时候，他对犹太人做三个 promise。
When Trump was running for president, he made three promises to the Jews.
我如果当总统
，If I were to be the president，
第一，把伊朗这个核取消，重新商量。
I would cancel the agreement with Iran and start a new one.
第二
，Second，
有人知道吗？猛查查。我要承认以色列的首都是耶路撒冷。
I will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
第三，我要把我美国的大使馆从特拉维搬到耶路撒冷。
I will move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
这是他对以色列的承诺。
That was his word to the Jews.
他当总理当选了。
And he really became president.
后面还有故事，要不要听？
There are more stories. Are you guys interested?
太精彩了。
It's very exciting.
但是我这还没讲完呢。
I'm not done with this slide yet.
这里还有两个黑太阳。
There are two solar eclipses.
发生在犹太人身上的事情都跟月亮有关。
The things that happen to the Jews have something to do with the signs of the moon.
跟太阳发生事情的是跟外邦人有关。
The signs of the sun has something to do with the Gentiles.
对，那么外邦人发生了什么事？这两年之后。
What happened to the Gentiles after these 2 years?
想一想，这两年发生什么事？第一
，What happened?
ISIS 从来没有听过的。这两年发生。
ISIS it surfaced after this.
到今天前两天在德国柏林还在 ISIS 开个大卡车撞死多少人？
Remember in Berlin, what happened? A lot of people died a couple days ago.
有人知道这件事？
Did you guys know?
稍微多一点哈。ISIS 第一件事，第二件事情，几百万的难民潮从北非、从中东涌向欧洲，有没有？
Millions and millions of refugees from the Middle East went into Europe.
还有 North Africa，
and from North Africa as well，
他们拼了命要移民，逃难。
They fled from their home country into Europe。
以前没有看过。
No such thing in the past。
上百万的人，亡命的带着全家，就这么过高山，跨高山，过大海，地中海，很多人就死在路上，他们也是继续往前冲。
Millions and millions of refugees passed through the Mediterranean Sea or mountains. Many lost their lives, took their whole family to move into Europe.
先是一个难民潮，后来变成政治大风暴。到今天，像德国这件出现，这个 Merkel 可能就要下台了，因为他在他的德国引进一百万的难民。
It became a it was a swamp of refugees moving into Europe, and then it evolved into a political crisis. And for this, President Merkel may lose her presidency because she admitted over 1 million refugees into the country, and her policies were challenged by the Germans.
Trump 说，如果我是总统，我绝对不让他们随随便便就来到美国。美国不能承受这样的恐怖活动。
And Trump promised that he would let no such thing happen in America.
然后，同性恋合法，美国的总统，我昨天说了，他居然那一天说，这是我们美国历史最荣耀的一天。我那天听到差点昏过去。
And when homosexuality was legalized in the state, Obama said that this is the most glorious day in the history of America. And when I heard the news, I almost fainted.
因为旧约里面说，有人把羞耻当作荣耀，就是这句话。
In the Old Testament, it says, their glory is in their shame.
圣经说，祸哉。
And scripture says, woe.
对，所以美国要受咒诅的。
So America would be cursed.
这是又一个外邦的大事。
So this is what happened to the Gentiles.
但我要讲讲不完了，没有时间，我只是讲三个就够。
So let me share three more points.
我要结束以前。
Before I close.
我要讲这个第六印现在正在进行。
I want to tell you that the sixth seal is happening as we speak.
哎，没有想到川普当选了。
It's amazing that Trump became president, right?
很多人反对他。
A lot of people are against him.
民主党反对他，没有话说。
The Democrats are against him, of course.
他的共和党也反对他。
And surprisingly, Republicans are against him too.
但是不管什么党反对他，什么人反对他，他就赢了。
But no matter who his oppositions are, he got the presidency.
所有的专家叫做跌破眼镜。
So a lot of observers are shocked.
对不对？所以这件事情绝对后面有神的手干预的。
So you see the hand of God is behind this event.
对，好了。他答应过这三件事，我刚刚说了，答应犹太人。
He made three promises to the Jews.
今年发生在犹太人中间发生什么事？
What happened to the Jews this year?
你们听过一个词叫公会吗？ Sanhedrin.
Oh, have you heard of the term Sanhedrin?
有没有听过？这是耶稣上十字架前被送到公会去受审判，有没有这句话？
Before Jesus was crucified, he was sent to the Sanhedrin.
这个是犹太人亡国以后的一个组织。
That is an organization established by the Jews after they lost their nation.
罗马人管他们就透过 Sanhedrin 来管他们的。
The Romans governed the Jews via the Sanhedrin.
所以这是一个半官方的组织，它是管理第一犹太人的宗教事务。
It's a semi-government body. It regulates the religious activity of the Jews.
71个人组成的一个大的 committee.
It's a committee of 71 people.
对，就是都是 rabbi.
They're all rabbis.
然后这个头就是第71个人，这个头是大祭司。
And the 71st person of this committee is the high priest.
所以他们第一个责任是管理犹太教。
So the first responsibility of the Sanhedrin is to govern Judaism.
第二才管他们的民政事务。
And then it governs the daily activities.
Civil affairs.
Civil affairs.
这是 Sanhedrin 的功能。
So that's the function of the Sanhedrin.
他们可以审判人，但他们不可以杀人。要杀人要找罗马人来杀。
They can make a judgment, but they cannot execute the penalty of death. That power rests with Rome.
所以审判的时候，大祭司说要杀掉他，但是要交给那个巡抚比拉多去杀。
So when the high priest declared death sentence for Jesus, he had to be sent to Pilate for execution.
主后七十年，圣殿、耶路撒冷全部被毁。
In 70 AD, Jerusalem was destroyed. The temple was destroyed.
那 Sanhedrin 也就解散了。
And the Sanhedrin was disassembled.
所以这个公会再也没有。在历史上就再也没有出现了。
And it never resurfaced in history again.
一直到今年3月,
until March of this year, the Sanhedrin came back. They selected the great high priest.
今年,
this year.
普京,
Putin,
这个俄罗斯的总统,
the president of Russia,
他以前是共产党,
he was an ex-communist. And then communism fell.
他就信了俄罗斯的东正教,
and he became a Russian Orthodox.
那他就表态, 因为你如果去过以色列,去过耶路撒冷, 你可以看到在那里有很多东正教的教堂。
If you visit Jerusalem, you will see many Orthodox churches.
你在那个他们所谓钉十字架哥哥他的那个教堂, 里面他们是分成四个区, 有一个区就是Orthodox占领的。
The city of Jerusalem is divided into four areas. A quarter of that area is divided for the Orthodox.
对，所以Orthodox在那里有很大的势力。
So the Orthodox have great power in the holy city.
普京就表态,
Putin made a statement.
他说我支持，因为我是基督徒了，我支持建第三个殿。
Because I'm a Christian now, I support the building of the third temple.
他做过这样的一个表态,
and he made that statement.
好，今年开始有了工会，有了大祭司。 Trump promised 三件事, 对吧?
So this year we have the Sanhedrin and a great high priest, and Trump made his three promises.
10月8号, 他当总统，当选上做总统了。
On October 8th, he became president.
12号还是几号左右, Sanhedrin就写一封信给这两个人。
And the Sanhedrin wrote two letters to these two individuals.
一封信写给Putin, 一封信写给Trump。
One for Putin, one for Trump.
没有写给Obama。
Obama didn't get one.
说什么?
What did it say?
工会说, 我愿意你们两个人做现代的古列王。 21世纪的古列王,
the Sanhedrin would like you to become the 21st century Cyrus.
对了，这个圣经棒。感谢主。古列王干了什么事在圣经里？
What did King Cyrus do?
好，第二个殿是谁下命令的？
Who issued an edict to build the second temple?
就是古列王。King
Cyrus.
波斯王古列。 下一个 edict 说你们犹太人可以回以色列重建以色列的这个首都跟你们的圣殿。The
Persian Emperor Cyrus issued an edict and told the Jews who are moved by God can go home and build the temple.
这是圣经告诉我们。That's
what Scripture tells us.
现在工会的写封信给这两个人说，请你们两个人做现代的古列王哦。
Now the Sanhedrin sent a letter to Putin and Trump, urging them to be the Cyrus of this age.
所以苗头出来了。So
something surfaced its head.
因为照但以理书第9章的意象，但以理书。
In Daniel chapter 9.
说将来有一个人物叫做行毁坏可憎的，他要第一要跟许多人签立盟约。
It speaks of the man of abomination who would sign an agreement of peace.
在一期之首，就是七年的刚刚开始。
At the beginning of the 7 years.
然后到一期之半，就是三年半，他要停止所有的献祭。
And in the middle of the 7 years, after 3.5 years, he would put an end to all sacrifices.
他要站在圣地。
And he would stand on the holy ground.
这句话耶稣引用了。And
Jesus quoted from the book of Daniel.
马太福音24章15节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 15.
耶稣说，你们要注意看，但以理书所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，你们就开始逃了。Therefore,
when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place.
那这件事到了保罗就在他的。
Paul in the second epistle to the Thessalonians told us of the same thing.
他说，那个沉沦之子，大罪人。
That man of abomination.
Great sinner.
The great sinner.
对，他要站在圣地，进入圣殿，自称自己是神。
He would stand in a temple, declaring himself to be God.
所以你把这些圣经通通加在一起来看。
So if you put all these verses together,
你再加上我还没有读讲到的这个启示录第十一章。
And for and Revelation chapter 11, which I'm yet to share.
神叫约翰拿一个尺去量圣殿与在圣殿中敬拜的。
God told John to measure the temple where worship is held.
不管他要量两方面，一个是圣殿，一个是敬拜的人。
He has to measure not just the temple itself, but the people who would worship there.
而且神特别说，外院不用量。
Don't measure the outer court.
外院已经交给外邦人去践踏。
Has been reserved for the Gentiles.
所以这里就告诉我们，将来会有一个殿。而且它的外院是在外邦人脚底下的。
So here it speaks of the outer court that would be trampled by the Gentiles.
那今天你来看，果然是如果要建第三个殿，果然是会这样的。
So if we are to build the third temple at the moment, that would surely take place.
那细节我不讲了，没有时间了。
I won't go into the details.
总而言之，我要让你的耳朵竖起来。
I want your ears to be perked up.
以前我们讲这个第三个殿的时候，觉得是遥遥无期啊。
When we mentioned the third temple, you would think it's far, far away.
但是现在不再是遥遥无期。
But now it's not so anymore.
今年起有了公会。
From this year onward, there's the Sanhedrin.
有了大祭司。
There's a great high
priest. 他还有一个叫做 Temple Institute， 你上网去 search Temple Institute 有这一个机构。已经很多年了。
Look for an organization called the Temple Institute. It's been around for years.
人家访问这个 institute 的头。
They interviewed the head of the institute.
他们这么多年一直在准备一件事，就是重建圣殿。
All these years they were preparing for the building of the third temple.
到现在为止，所有跟圣殿有关的材料通通预备好了，从外面到里面全部都有了。
So everything that's needed to build the third temple is.All prepared and ready.
现在只等一个政治的环境许可他去建，现在是政治上不可能。
They are only waiting for a political opportunity to make it happen.
那人家访问这个头，就是说，如果今天有一个命令说你们可以建。
So the reporter asked, if you are able to build the temple today,
要多久？
How long would it take for you to do it? Take a guess.
啊？三年。你太低估今天以色列人的高科技了。
You guys underestimate the technology of the Jews.
半年。
Half a year.
全部搞定。
It can be done in half a year.
OK， 先你心理上这些都要预备好。
So be prepared.
现在一切就是等有这么一个人要把阿拉伯世界全部摆平，让他们会答应说在那个圣殿山上可以建殿。
So they're waiting for this one person who can.Ask the Arabs to be quiet and let the Jews build the temple in the Temple Mount.
那个人就是敌基督。
That man is the Antichrist.
这个命令开始发动，就剩下最后七年了。
And after that edict is issued, you have 7 years left.
没有表情。
You guys are not surprised at all.
还要不要听？
You guys want some more?
啊？要不要？还是要回家吃饭？现在，2016年。
In 2016。
根据犹太人的拉比告诉我们。
The Jewish rabbis tell us。
从今年的10月1号起，到明年的9月底。
From October 1st of this year to the end of September in 2017。
是 Jubilee。
It's the year of Jubilee.
中文翻译是喜年。
It's the year of Jubilee.
知道的举手。
Do you know that?
还不错，还有几个人知道，都是年轻人。你们这些老弟兄们、老姐妹们怎么那么落后？在后的在前。
The last shall be first.
而且拉比告诉我们，今年不但是喜年。
And the rabbis tell us it's not only the year of Jubilee.
而且是第七十个禧年。
And it's the 70th jubilee.
一个禧年几年？啊？七个七安息年。
Seven Sabbath
year.
对吧？所以七七四十九，是七个安息年。
So seven times seven is 49. So it's the seventh sabbatical year.
然后下一个年就是第五十年叫做 Jubilee 禧年。
The 50th year is called the year of Jubilee.
考考你们现在的数学如何？五十个禧年，那过了多少年了？
So after 50
3500年对不对？你的数学还是不错。
Jubilee, how many years are there? 350 years.
那意思说，从摩西到现在，刚刚好3500年。
So from Moses to now, it's exactly 3,500 years.
对吧？神做事，照所罗门的传道书是都有他的什么时间？生有时，死有时，都有时间的。
So there's a time of life and a time of death. Everything comes in its time, according to the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们来看看禧年有什么事发生，要不要知道？
Do you want to know what will happen in the year of Jubilee?
倒推一百年，两个禧年之前。
So if you go back 100 years, two jubilees ago.
1917.
1917.
什么事情发生？
What happened?
第一世界大战结束。
The end of the First World War.
一个大的帝国垮台。
One great empire fell.
什么帝国？
Which empire?
Ottoman.
The Ottoman Empire.
那个是回教大帝国垮了。
The empire of the Muslims fell.
那个第一世界大战出来的强权是谁？
So,
英国。
Who rise as a superpower after the First World War? The British.
接管了整个奥特曼在中东的势力都由英国接管。
So the British took over the Ottoman Empire that fell.
那英国的国会有一个议案叫做 Balfour Declaration.
So the Congress in Britain had a Balfour Agreement.
Declaration.
Declaration.
这一个法案的通过是说。全世界的犹太人，你们现在可以回巴勒斯坦来建你们自己的国家。
That declaration allowed the Jews to go back to Palestine to rebuild their homeland.
好，那我们要回到圣经里面来读。
So let us go back to
scripture. 圣经里面有关于禧年，上帝说过什么话
？So when you read the year of Jubilee, what did the Lord say regarding that year?
你今天回家有兴趣就读哈。
Go home and read it.
我要告诉大家，你会发现。有几样东西在禧年要还给你的。
So count how many things would be returned to you in the year of Jubilee.
第一，你在过去的49年，如果某种原因你把你家的地卖了。
So in the past 49 years, for whatever reason when you sold your land.
禧年地还你。
You will get it back in the year of Jubilee.
一件事。
That's the first thing.
第二。
Second.
任何有一个城市或者乡村是用围墙围起来的。
If there is a city that was surrounded by walls,
因某种原因失落了。
For whatever reason it was lost,
到禧年，这个城、这个村还给你。
At the year of Jubilee, that city would be returned to you.
这是第二。
That's the second thing.
第三。
The third thing.
你的 ancestral house 是祖宗留下来的房子，因为某种原因你卖掉了，那天禧年还给你。
For whatever reason, your ancestral house was sold in the 49 years. On the 50th year of Jubilee, you will get it back.
这是写在圣经里的摩西五经里的。
It's written in the five books of Moses.
想想看，一百年前 Balfour Declaration 什么东西还给犹太人了？
100 years ago, 1917, the Balfour Declaration, what things were returned to the Jews?
应许之地。
The promised land.
对不对？英国的律，这个国会就说，你们四散的犹太人现在可以回到你们自己的巴勒斯坦去建立你们自己的国家。所以地还给你了，这是100年前发生的。
100 years ago, the British Congress declared in the Balfour Declaration that all Jews can return to Palestine and rebuild their homeland. That land was returned to them.
有谁想到? 没有人想到。
Did you think about it?
过50年, 1967,
50 years later, 1967.
什么东西还给犹太人了?
What things are returned to the Jews?
有城墙的城市, 叫做耶路撒冷。
The walled city, Jerusalem, was returned to the Jews.
对吗? 六日战争, 他们得回来的就是那个以色列的耶路撒冷。
In the Six-Day War, they got Jerusalem back, the walled city.
还了两样了, 啊?
Two things are returned to them already.
猜猜第三样是什么?
Guess what the third thing is.
祖宗的房子。
Ancestral house.
是什么?
What is it?
哈?
What is it?
我不说了, 你们自己去猜。
I'm not telling you. Go look for it.
所以, 如果你看到这些很明显的苗头,
If you see these signs,
一样一样, 就在我们现在活着的时候, 通通开始出现了, 就在今年。
And it's surfacing their heads in this very year.
请问,
Let me ask you.
一旦真的第三个殿开始建了, 还有几年了?
If they really thought to build the third temple, how many years do you have left?
明天见。
If they start building tomorrow,
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊, 你的话解开就发出亮光, 使愚人通达。
Lord, at the opening of your word, Lord, you enlighten the eyes of the foolish.
我们在末世的教会是一个听不见看不见的时代。
As the church in the last ages, Lord, we are a church that cannot hear nor see.
我们因为不冷也不热。
Because we are lukewarm.
主啊, 你警告我们要悔改。
You have warned us to repent.
要买真正有价值的黄金。
That we ought to buy of you precious gold.
要买白衣穿上,
that we ought to buy from you white garments.
能够被遮起来,
that our nakedness may not be revealed.
要我们买眼药, 叫我们真的看得见,
that we should buy eye salve from you that we would truly see.
许多的事都正在我们眼前一样一样的发生, 而且很快。
A lot of things are happening before our very eyes, one after another.
我们都在睡觉,
we are all sleeping.
我们没有感觉,
we have no feelings for these things.
主,
Lord, deliver us from our blindness of this age.
让我们向你的要求, watch and pray.
That we can respond to your command, watch and pray.
主啊, 不让我们闭着眼睛,
that we would not close our eyes. That we would not be separated from our times. That we can be like the 120 in the first century church praying. That their prayers can rise up before you as incense. That we can have something to do with your will as we pray. Because as you open the seal, the things will occur one by one.
不是自动的,
it's not automatic,
而是天跟地合作的,
but it's a cooperation between heaven and earth.
到底地上有没有人答应你的要求?
Is there anyone who would respond to you?
求你来借着这一次的聚会,
please speak to each and every one of us through this meeting.
唤醒你所爱的,
wake up those whom you love.
主啊, 不需要再等我们情愿, 因为我们已经来不及了。
There is so very little time left. Please help us.
把我们叫醒吧。
Wake us up.
叫我们宁可今天被惊醒, 不要到那一天, surprise, 被关在门外。
We would rather be woken up today than to be surprised on that day.
救我们。
Save us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.